Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 11th day of May 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up in the third hour today, Paul Joseph Watson will join us from the United Kingdom to discuss a series of articles he's written in the last week dealing with the formation of the European Union. And it's key to understand who formed the European Union to have the facts on who runs our planet, who controls our society today, and where we are going as a nation and as a planet. This deals with eugenics. This deals with the hopes and dreams of the New World Order, what makes them tick. And we've have a lot of research we've covered in the past, but some new big developments have come to the fore, so we'll be breaking that down today. I had a chance to take off 3 full broadcast days, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. A refreshing respite. Feels like I had 100 years off after working 16 to 18 hours a day, almost continually for the last 6-8 months. I've come to the realization I need to take off more time because the sharpness comes back to the psyche, to the intellect. Things become so much clearer, and large founts or wellsprings of energy that had almost been forgotten return. So I'm going to be taking some more time off, especially to spend it with my family. Wrote a lot of notes, though, while I was out of town. A lot of ideas, a lot of points, and I filled up a small notebook with them. I'm going to try to codify those in the next few days and do a special broadcast sometime this week, later in the week, dealing specifically but properly with the architecture of the New World Order. Now, I have a lot of important news we're going to be covering today, and I do want to open the phones up. A toll-free number to join us to talk about the economy, the deteriorating situation in Pakistan, the deteriorating situation in Georgia with the shenanigans there last week, on the brink of war yet again between NATO and Russia through their puppet client state, Georgia. We want to discuss the economy, any of these issues, the tail end of the swine flu hype that they're now beating the drum for forced inoculations in the fall. We were right about that. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. House bill aims to strip right-wing extremists of Second Amendment rights. Very, very important bill. When I got home last night, I was shocked to read Kurt Nemo's article at Infowars.com. And actually read the bill itself, and it really does say that. We'll be breaking that down coming up in this hour. Also, part two, remember last week we talked about that new legislation, your blog is a weapon. House bill says hurting your feelings will be illegal, punishable by a felony. They will, of course, selectively enforce that. We'll go over that. Man detained for displaying Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker. Also, in England, GCSE pupils brainwashed to support MMR vaccine. That dovetails with 2 billion infected, World Health Organization stokes swine flu fear, ABC News. And Barack Obama says he wants you to take 3 shots, 3 flu shots a year. Then I guess next year it'll be 6 and then 9 and then we won't eat anymore. When we wake up in the morning, there'll be a few dozen shots laid out on the table like Elvis's attack we injected into our bodies. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Free number to join us on air today, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let me run through some of the headlines here. Even the Associated Press, an article titled Stimulus Watch, Early Road Aid Leaves Out Neediest. This gives us a small window because you've got to look through all the different windows to get a clear picture. Because the media always covers things piecemeal, to learn that the White House had promised that the $787 million bailout would be fully accounted for and completely transparent. Instead, it's basically completely secret. Remember, this is the same White House following in the footsteps of previous White Houses, just intensifying the deception, the level of the arrogance, the level of the over-the-top lying. They came out and said that we are fighting against bonuses for CEOs and for executives of brokerage firms and banks that have received the trillions and trillions of dollars of TARP money. And it turned out, of course, the White House publicly signed an executive order and pressured Senator Dodd, who later blew the whistle when he got the blame for it politically. He said, hey, don't blame me, White House. You told me to. And we don't have to believe Dodd on that. The White House was on record signing an accompanying executive order with the law that he helped pass. This is the level of just amazing hypocrisy, specifically protecting giant cash bonuses for the CEOs of the brokerage firms and big banks. You got to hand it to them, though. It's just amazing arrogance to come out on TV and shake his finger at the corporations that pay for his way, that have bought and paid for everything he's done in his political career and life, the foundations that first funded him in college and out of college, the foundations that ran him for the Senate in the State House in Illinois and then for the U.S. Senate, the foundations and big banks and brokerage firms that gave him four times the money on average, sometimes five times, in the case of Goldman Sachs, what John McCain was given. And no, every time I mention that, I'm not saying vote for John McCain. The point is that if the mafia sends two hitmen out to kill the republic, out to take your freedom, all I'm saying is both those guys are hitmen. Both those guys work for the New World Order. They're here to kill our free society. They're here to dominate us, to conquer us, to usurp us, to stand their flag up on our nation's corpse and declare victory. Like they were roughnecks going up San Juan Hill. Or the Marines up on the mountain in Iwo Jima. Except it's not Marines conquering some far-off island in the Pacific after rousting the Japanese. It's criminal foreign corporate takeover through the governmental and institutional systems of the nation. So there's one article I want to get into. Also, Cheney is saying Obama endangers the nation. This gives him left cover. They have Cheney come out and go every week. Cheney says, look, Obama's a big liberal. He's freeing all the Taliban and Al-Qaeda people. He's a big liberal. He's stopping the torture and stopping the waterboarding and stopping the illegal spying. Cheney's a guy with a 9% approval rating. And so the establishment and Cheney himself knows this is all part of the little dance by coming out and attacking Obama and saying he's a big liberal who's basically giving the Arabs and Central Asians they hold at all these camps back rubs and, you know, jacuzzis and they're playing golf at Club Fed, which is not true. That's all part of the theatrical backdrop people they hold there. By Cheney coming out and doing this, because Cheney's not stupid. Cheney works for the very same people that control Obama. He knows Obama is continuing all of their policies and protecting the Bush administration on record for investigations of torture and waterboarding and saying they were above the law and stealing money and corporate payoffs and no-bid contracts and everything else. It's seamless continuation of the last policies. You know, even the MIT-controlled leftist Noam Chomsky's out admitting that and being howled at right now by the controlled left. They're speaking out against the Messiah, Barack Obama, the newest puppet, the newest diversion. So Cheney is coming out and criticizing Obama for things Obama isn't doing, knowing that he is energizing the left and the 91% of the public, not just the left, but the 91% of the public that hate Mr. Cheney, who has the lowest approval rating of any politician since the modern age of polling. They know what they're doing. They're hurting the left wing on one side, the right wing on the other, forming a wedge, forming a V with the point aimed down, with us, the pheasants, in the mouth of the V, being driven out of the woods into the field so the globalists can pick us off at their leisure. It's a drum-beating sport. They're out flogging the bushes to drive us out into the open. And they do it through the left-right control paradigm. And if you like being suckered by this elementary level military maneuver, then I don't understand why you like being fools. I really don't understand it. It's so elementary. We're going to play this clip later. White House Correspondents' Dinner. Wanda Sykes thinks Rush Limbaugh needs to die of kidney failure and a bunch of other stuff. Again, energizing the left-right paradigm. That gives Limbaugh and the fake right power when they see the left do these outrageous things. And then that gives the controlled left power as well, energizes their base, and then makes the American people divide into two camps fighting with each other instead of joining together against the transnational crime syndicate. By the way, I have another disgusting video clip, the San Antonio We Are Change shot of Clinton down there getting a Prince of Peace award. And they say it, and then the audience kind of gasp and then has a little giggle in the background of I mean, they know it's what they're doing is just very offensive. Even if you're an atheist, you know, it's not good to insult Christians. And it's certainly not good to, like a Jim Jones cult leader, imply you are Jesus Christ. But that's what they do. They say Bill Clinton is basically Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. And have you ever watched the UN introduction ceremonies for world leaders? They call them excellencies and grand supreme leaders. I mean, these people are really sick. They also have other tricks like making fun of these petty front men like Gordon Brown and George Bush and Barack Obama. You know, there's also the sport of kicking them around. Like Nixon said, you won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore. And to a certain extent, that's true. The establishment loves to build them up as leaders during one phase of the agenda. And when the folks wake up that they're being conned, they then destroy them and turn that into a spectacle. That's going on in the news right now. All these embarrassing things keep happening day after day to Mr. New World Order, Mr. World Government himself. Gordon Brown tips on how he can apply his makeup. You know, we're left in a taxi cab, and that's big news. Not how the British government's official policy is to forcibly reduce their population in the next 20 years by half, from 60 million to 30 million. So we'll go over that. Something I meant to get to last week, I was reminded about it when there was another article written about it today in the Los Angeles Times. The original one was seeking to save the planet with a thesaurus about how they're going away from global warming. You know, they say in these internal White House memos, they say that are done by these think tanks for them, oh, the people know the Earth heats and cools on its own now. You know, they figured out there's actually seasons, and not just yearly seasons, but 11-year seasons and other cycles going on. So now we'll just say that the Earth is dying and that we're basically losing our atmosphere. That the atmosphere is off-gassing. That's going to be the new one. Which might be happening. You never know. I don't know why they're chemtrailing up there. They are acting like something's going on. Maybe it was all the hydrogen bombs. The Russians, the French, the British, the Chinese, the United States detonated in the upper atmosphere, admittedly blowing holes in large areas of the atmosphere. But, I mean, I don't know anymore. These people are complete psychopaths, so we'll get into that. There is a systematic purging of channels out there on YouTube. They volunteers set up an InfoWars channel separately run by another fella, and they came in and deleted that, even though it was just my show, and said basically no more Alex Jones. I don't really even at this point know what to do about this situation. You dovetail this with House Bill aims to strip right-wing extremists of Second Amendment right, and then you read the bill, it really does do that, and they got other bills, not just the hate crimes bill, but other bills to openly charge you with a felony if someone says what you said hurt their feelings. I mean, this is really happening. And I think it's important to continue to post all my material to YouTube. People should have separate accounts just separately for my material. But I think it's also important to copy my videos and the PrisonPlanet.tv live feed we do to all the other big sites. In fact, guys, I haven't done this. Will you guys Google the video ranking biggest video sites? Maybe we'll give a list of those out or post them.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
All right, we are back live. I'm going to go to Delilah, Kevin, Joey, John, Kathy, and others.
I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide.
And then coming up,
I sailed a schooner around.
I'm going to get into the attack on free speech. You know, I remember back during the Ron Paul campaign. Was it a case in South Carolina? Where we had the family on where the police busted down the door without a warrant. Some cop didn't like a Ron Paul sign and roughed up the man and woman and then took him to jail. And they later got an apology. I mean, where do they find these lunatics? And people all over the nation would go up the side of the highway and hold up Ron Paul signs or Infowars.com signs. We've seen so many cases of that. And the police come and say, you're not allowed to do that here in America. There's a free speech zone down behind the baseball field downtown if you want to go there. This is out of the Bloomington Alternative. State criminalizes shouting about I-69. They said no protest allowed. Basically anywhere. I'm going to get the group on. This is really happening, folks. They're really brainwashed the cops, and now they're turning them loose on us, and the courts are corrupt in this country. They're really moving against free speech, everybody's free speech right now. You protest the North American Union, they tell you it doesn't exist. You get their own documents and say, look, I know it exists, and I'm not buying your con game anymore. They say, okay, arrest them. God help us, man. The New World Order is moving so fast right now. They are just butchering the economy, butchering all of our liberties, and censoring me all over the place because we've really started exploding in the AM and FM audience, the internet audience, the shortwave audience, the satellite audience, the videos people are seeing online. You know, I called in Thursday to the show and Burmese was sitting in doing a great job, and I talked about everywhere I go, I'd probably say 40-50% of the people that come up to me saying, hey, I listen to the show, they say, I found out about it on YouTube. YouTube. And I'm going to get a list. You know, they've got to have a ranking of the top video websites. And we can compile those and maybe have an activist center on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com so we can have volunteers and people create channels with the video that I do live every day from at least the last 2 hours, 1 to 3. It's posted in high quality and streams live. PrisonPlanet.tv members, and we appreciate all those great members. But then folks take that and post it all over YouTube, and it. And there was an Alex Jones fan website that had gotten up to, it was starting to get like 1 million views a week. You could add up the videos he was posting, about 15 a day. And they were starting to really build about 1 million a week. And you could see the growth curve was just explosive, that it was soon going to be 2 million a week. And that's just one little channel, so they shot that down. They've been shutting down other Alex Jones channels from other fans. And you know, the answer is to create duplicate accounts under other names, other emails, not link them up. The answer is also go to some of the other biggest, you know, the other sub-video sites that aren't anywhere besides the YouTube, but also start posting religiously to those. And we'll start trying to link to those others and also drive traffic to those and build those up just to be able to get our word out, because this system has figured out that YouTube is one of our biggest places to reach new people. And, you know, we're talking millions a week just with YouTube, folks. We're reaching millions of new people. I mean, it's getting to where I walk in gas stations anywhere in the country and they go, hey, you're Alex Jones. How you doing? I like your show. Oh, where'd you find out about it? Oh, I heard you on YouTube. I saw you on YouTube. Then I checked out your site and listened every day, or found out it was a local station, or then I heard you on George Norrie. Like 10% of the time, it's George Norrie. 50% of the time, I'd say YouTube. Another 20-30%, it's news articles and the websites themselves. But we're under a massive censorship and attack right now because we are effective. Because we're hitting on all cylinders, and we know who the globalists are. We know what their agenda is, and we have a track record of being right. And people are discovering 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old TV shows and radio shows. And folks are flipping out how accurate they are in today's context. Well, I hate to steal my own thunder here, but I really didn't do that much. I was reading public CFR documents, Pentagon documents, and other things. All right, I'm going to come back, take your calls, get into the attack on the First Amendment. It's really getting bad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
All right, let's go to your phone calls, and I'm going to get into the concerted full bore attack on free speech, not just in the United States, but worldwide. We are here. There is no doubt. I've analyzed the enemy attack profile, that this is a hot revolution. They're attempting to implement, and by hot, I mean this is going to be the worst type of takeover. They mean on bringing us all the way down with economic collapse, and then out of that fear, implementing their total control. And then, I mean, the news is coming in from every angle. The millions and millions of paramilitary police they've hired, the bureaucracies they're turning loose on the people, the control grids are just unspeakable. In fact, later I'm going to post these photos, maybe show them during PrisonPlanet.tv simulcast the last 2 hours, and Aaron's going to do an article about it. Aaron Dykes is a blurb. You know, I went down to the beach. First I did some camp and then went to the beach for a couple days, Texas beach with my children. And I went on to the Padre Island National Seashore, And you would have thought, driving through the guard shack, that I was entering North Korea. No exaggeration, there had to be more than 20 cameras that scan your face, that scan the side of your car, the top of your car, your license plate from five different angles. It looks like something out of a science fiction movie. And, of course, you're asked questions by the guards when you're going in. If you try to take any of the ferries across any islands there now, you know, I said I wouldn't go back to Bolivar. I went there last year with my children for 3 days. And every time we went over on the ferry, they searched our car. Every time. And it's just all about a atmosphere of fear, training the police that there's terrorists everywhere, creating this heightened sense of bizarre paranoia, and training all Americans everywhere to live in an airport. It's like America is going to be a giant airport. And they'll always phase in the latest level of slavery that will then be implemented in the rest of society in two places, in the public schools and in the airports. Dogs searching you, dogs searching your bags, your locker, cameras in the schoolrooms, the classrooms, the library, the bathrooms, thumb scanners to get your school lunch, thumb scanners and retina scanners to check out books, barbed wire fences around the schools, counselors that claim they're there to help you, really trying to push Ritalin and Prozac on you, dossiers written on your parents in 7th and 8th grade English class publicly, Army and Marine recruiters by law brainwashing you, non-elective law enforcement semester classes for the 6th and 7th grade brainwashing you, National Compulsory Service, then the airports, body scanners and scanning your naked body, taking your shoes off in an act of submission and an act of slavery. It's all absolute bull. Bunch of technocrat eugenicists playing God running the whole show. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. It's just... And there's nowhere to run. It's a new world order. And this system hurts 99%+ of us. It hurts the enforcers. It hurts everybody. And it's a tattletale, paranoid society. At the beach, I went to this little funky condo rental place I've been going since I was a teenager. And about 5-6 years ago, they got a security guard. Nobody ever gets broken into. Nothing ever goes on. Times I've been there, a couple times a year. And then they got security guards. Then a few years ago, I noticed they'd ask you questions in the parking lot or come up and bug their eyes out at you at the pool. And then now they just follow you around everywhere and follow everybody around and mind you and boss you around. And that's what America is. And then everybody's a tattletale. You know, everybody gets tattled on, then everybody tattles and everybody minds everyone. And God, this country's going into such bondage, such a nation of trash, a nation of cowards, a nation of scum, a nation of effeminate, weak, knock-kneed, unadventurous, cowardly people with an overlay of fake masculinity and strutting and posing. A nation of gelded cowards. We are going into a giant prison. And it's a charnel house of horrors. It is a terrible butcher's lair we enter. And I know what it is. I know I'm right. You know, I really believe the things I say here on the show. I really do the research. I know I'm right. Not embellishing, not exaggerating, far from it. I can't articulate just how real all of this is. And I have a sense of satisfaction that I fought it. I put on a decent fight. But at the same time, I struggle with great feelings of guilt and remorse that I haven't spent my time on this planet better. That I didn't have more energy, that I wasn't a stronger man, that I wasn't as weak as I am, that I wasn't as petty as I am, that I wasn't as fleshly and worldly as I am. Because like it or not, we're the big game in town. This little operation. We're it. We're the best there is. And that ain't saying much, is it? And so I'm going to try to dig deep in my psyche and try to be more professional, more focused, more serious, to truly articulate my understanding of the New World Order that is much more advanced than what we've displayed on air or even in the films, which tend to be a more polished and articulate presentation. I dedicate myself, I dedicate my life, my name, everything I am, everything I'll ever be, to trying to tell the very closest thing to the truth as I can, because no man knows total truth. Only God knows that. We all see through rose-colored glasses, but I strive to be as honest as I can. I strive to be as accurate as I can. I strive to portray the clearest picture of the world that I can. And I give you my commitment, and I give you my word that I am attempting to take this radio show and everything we do to the next level. Whatever the cost may be. When I got into all this, I didn't realize how deep the water was. How treacherous the shoals were. How rocky the reefs truly are. People tell me, well, what are the solutions? What do we do to turn this around, to fix it? And I give a lot of solutions. We talk about a lot of solutions. We have a lot of guests on to talk about solutions. But mainly it's you waking up and taking action and getting involved. You're the solution. Asking God for guidance is a solution. Having respect for yourself and challenging evil wherever you find it and not backing down. And states' rights and rediscovering liberty and cutting the size of government and having stronger families and realizing the family's under assault and having that understanding that you're under assault that can bring the family together and bypass a lot of the mindless fights and arguments and things that go on that we've been engineered to engage in. And you know, when I say this is a nation of trash, I mean the overlying current, the overdriving direction, the overall tackiness, the kind of mad rush to whatever the latest fad is and the quickness to be sold a bill of goods and then run on to the next. I'm tacky. I'm trashy. You know, when I sit here and say that, I'm not indicting. I'm not indicting the whole country and the whole world without indicting myself. I can recognize what it is, though. It's a fundamental trashiness. It's fundamental weakness. It's fundamental decadence. We do come from great explorers and inventors and people of great courage and great will and great capacity for good and evil. And through the adversity that carved out this continent and all the countless conflicts and wars that took place, a great independent people were developed. And we lean heavily on the bones of the past that form a type of mental crutch for what we are today. And what we are today is a very evil, wicked, degenerate people who need to repent. And I'll say this to the atheists and the agnostics and the rest of you. I don't expect you to go in to repent in one of these 501c3 whorehouses with a little glitter bug sparkly creature up there in a fancy suit reading off a teleprompter. Like it's Barbie dress-up hour for more dress-up make-believe with the childlike public. But I'll tell you something right now. There's a lot more to this universe than meets the eye. There's a lot of things that meet the eye that you don't recognize, that you don't see the world as a child sees it. I believe the key to wisdom and the key to true enlightenment is innocence. A child sees a Ferris wheel or a tree or a river or a little creek or even a fort in an inner city backyard with garbage all over the ground. They see it with wonderment and amazement. The world is new to them. The universe is open to them, and they rightfully are in awe and taken back at it. And I think it's that sense of wonderment and that sense of awe that we have lost. You know, people think that being worldly makes one deep or intelligent or knowledgeable. And that may be true to a certain extent if you don't go too far down that road. But I think the worldly things I've done, the bad things I've done, the things I've seen, it was a process. But if you haven't become disgusted with the world by the time you're 18, 19, 20 years old, and haven't started turning the ship in the other direction, there's something wrong with you. And I talk a lot about this, but I never have the words to describe it. I mean, we are on a planet, and the life on that planet, the fertile fields, the mountains, the lakes, the streams, the forests, the meadows, the badlands, the oceans, the valleys, the rainforest, the jungles, the frozen tundra. And the atmosphere. All 15,000 of the breathable atmosphere. All of that is thinner than the skin of an apple. We live on a giant planetoid with a molten center of nickel magnetized with floating islands of rock on which we sail. And out from the planet is an endless cornucopia of possibilities. Billions and billions of galaxies photographed by Hubble alone. The sun, a distant star, warms your skin in the morning. It gives the energy to the plants to grow that then gives us substance and produces seeds to generate life anew. The seas filled with hundreds of thousands of different forms of life, just teeming from the single cell organism up to the blue whale. All of it, just endless wonder. You know, you have a sense of always being here because you're alive, you're conscious now. But you have to remember, before you came infinity and after you comes infinity. And the control freak eugenicists tell the world that there is no God, there is no spirituality, there is no wonderment. We're all just blobs of tissue. We don't control ourselves. We don't have free will. We don't have any destiny. And that's a fraud. your very gut tells you that. Look at how humans can see a sunset, or how humans can appreciate the beauty of a forest, or a nicely set table with a flower arrangement. You know, we don't just see, we see the universe, we see its beauty, we love it, we are part of it, we are of it. And we do have free will to do good and bad. We know good and bad. The establishment's biggest lie is to tell you there is no good and bad. There is no right and wrong. So they tell you, just run off and be an animal, satiate yourself, and we, the technocrats, we will control the future. And then you look into that future, we're not part of it. So I tell you, seize control of your own destiny. Your calls are coming up.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes, they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, I've been pontificating. You know, for now, there's one way you can't stop them from censoring us. That's to buy a high-quality copy of Endgame, Terror Storm, The Obama Deception. You name it at Infowars.com and burn a whole bunch of copies of them and give them to people. And it's having a huge effect, and I want to commend all of you out there that are doing that. Later, the big censorship information coming up. Let's go to your calls right now, Kevin, Joey, John, Kathy, Ray, and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
Well, I've been thinking about this subject for quite a while, and I'm sure that you've done much more research than I have. And I wanted to ask you, because undoubtedly the government stands to make a lot of money or benefit from the vaccines for swine flu. I was wondering just how much they would benefit from it.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different things. The government wants to set the precedent for forcible injections. They have the executive orders and the laws, but that's like passing a law that, you know, all black people have to wear a yellow dunce hat. It's obviously racist and wrong and against the organic common law. Or, you know, saying all white people have to chop their left finger, you know, their left hand pinky off. I mean, it's a fraud. It's a lie. So to try to say the government can forcibly inject you with what we want, when we want, their argument is then, well, it's for the greater good. Well, let's look at what governments have done in the past. Eugenics, sterilizing people with vaccines, poisoning people. Let's look at the history of the vaccines, how deadly they are, how poisonous they are. And by the way, it's not by accident. It's been proven to be by design. So they set the precedent for this police state to put in your body what they want and set that precedent. So that's the main reason they're pushing all this fear-mongering. Then these companies can make hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, can you imagine having all of Western Europe and the United States, roughly 600 million people, you know, pay $20, $30, $40 for these vaccines? Obama wants to push that everybody start taking three flu shots a year. That's in the Washington Post yesterday. I've got that in my stack. I mean, this is serious. And then also there's the police state function of the federalization. They get to practice federal takeover of the states and counties and cities. And the feds themselves admit they're under United Nations response. They're under World Health Organization directives following orders from them. And the UN came out in a bunch of statements the last 2 weeks saying this has been a great drill. You know, this is great for global governance. So those are the basic reasons why they like to fearmonger all this.
Oh, thanks a lot. I had no idea.
I appreciate your call, Kevin. It's really good to hear from you. And I respect the fact that you care enough to even listen to the show and want to be involved in society. Joey in Florida. Joey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. First of all, I've had my eyes opened about a month and a half ago. I watched the Obama deception with my friend Spencer and my girlfriend. Blew me down. And right now in West Palm Beach, Florida, we started a Facebook that's sending people to InfoWars, sending people to Prison Planet, getting them involved. It's called People Opposing Tyranny. And
let me just say this, and I'll hold you over if need be. We are having a huge effect. I mean, I've been saying that year after year as things build, but I mean, now it is the White House has invited more than 20 plus big bloggers I know of, and it's been in the news, who are mildly critical and get a few million views to the White House. You know, the White House is all over YouTube, has their own YouTube channel. Now imagine, we're bigger than all of those people combined. Can you imagine how they're watching us, how concerned they are about us? But see, they've tried to buy me off before. That is other incarnations of the New World Order. So they know not to come to me now. But I mean, imagine, ladies and gentlemen, one channel over a million views a week, hundreds of channels, tens of millions of views a week, just on YouTube alone of our videos and material. Can you imagine? Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the raworganicvegansuperfoods.com link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you gotta check this out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com. Again, that website is raworganicvegansuperfoods.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We are going back to Joey in Florida. Joey, you were making a point about how you guys started a MySpace to promote what this radio show is doing.
Look, what kills me is that people are watching their freedoms get eroded in front of their face, and they're more worried about who's going to the Super Bowl or there's Bud Light Lime. It's like, what's wrong with you people?
Our freedoms have been eroding. I would say they are collapsing now. I mean, it's kind of like when a building starts teetering, all of a sudden it just collapses. It is now starting to collapse. And they're just boldly coming right out and doing it now. But go ahead.
I mean, I watched the 9/11 Chronicles this morning, and I mean, I'm in tears. Like, you know, you find yourself questioning everything that's happened, but all you have is facts. And I mean, you have no other agenda but to wake people up.
The police and the firemen are dying. Thousands and thousands of them had died by the time we made that film about it. Now it's been out close to a year, and most of it was shot a year ago. And here we are just going to Congress trying to expose that they knew the dust was deadly, the asbestos and all of it, and didn't give them treatment. And then they have cops coming up threatening to say they have bombs when they're protesting trying to get cops health care. That is mind control. You know, when I say that this system hurts 99% of us, it does. And you know, the firemen and police, a lot of them are fans and appreciate us, but there's a big percentage of them that are so rabid on a power trip with the New World Order that they'll do whatever they're told. And, you know, to the point of throwing their own children out a window and or running off a cliff. You know, the old thing of, would you run off a cliff if somebody told you to? They would. They would run off a cliff if they were told to do it. And that is, I just don't think they realize what they've done. And I'm not blaming it on police. I'm saying it's all part of this lying society that's delusional. Look, we've killed 50 million babies. And even if you think we're animals, we don't have a soul, you know, which is a fraud, that is really sick and gross to think so little of our species, you know, that lazily for contraceptives, people have a dangerous, bloody procedure done that endangers their own life and doubles their chances of getting cervical or uterine cancer. It doubles it. Totally messes a woman up to unnaturally terminate a abortion. To have an abortion and kill a baby. But anyways, go ahead. Anything else, sir?
There's something. Like, there's certain times where, like, you know, you couldn't blame someone for turning to that route. But the thing is that, like, you know, it's too much. They're letting people feel like, you know, they could just dump them off, you know? Like, just go for broke. And it's just, you know, it's disgusting. You know, but it's what people get fed on the TV all the time. And what people get fed from Fox, MTV, you know, it makes people, you know, it's like Rome, you know, do as the Romans. You see people, you know, banging and going crazy on the TV. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
You know, you envy what you see.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, what they're doing is using peer pressure psychology. You know, if one of my dogs sees the other dog jump up and start running someplace, it's going to jump up and go run to see what's happening. I mean, it's the very nature of our species. We're very similar to dogs in our social behavior. But we have to rise above that and rise above the programming and realize the con game, realize the mind control, and realizing it is half the battle. But you got to have the courage, folks, because when you face that you're living in a matrix of disinformation, then you've got to start learning what the real world is. And it's very beautiful, but it's also very ugly. I just want people to open up their minds and think for themselves. More calls straight ahead.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact, if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have just come off one of the longest continual events in my life where I have just been working so intensely and so hard that I would just collapse when I went to bed at 1 or 2 every night. And it almost becomes a drug when you're working that hard and that focused. And then I did 17 days straight of my own radio show and 2 or 3 other interviews a day. And I physically didn't feel tired, but that happens usually about once or twice a year when I get that exhausted. And so I took off 3 days, 4 days total, I guess. I don't know, Thursday through Sunday. 4 days. And it was just such a rejuvenating experience to unplug from everything. I still couldn't get away from Big Brother, and I'm going to cover that in the last hour, or the New World Order, but it was good to slow down. Very, very good. And I think I'm going to do it again coming up in the next few weeks. And you know, I think it's important for everybody to do that. I know it's been said a trillion times that it's good to take a break sometimes and be reflective. You know, a lot of people, philosophers, engineers, researchers, a lot of people that do brain work, They'll go off for month-long retreats sometimes. And I don't have that luxury because the war is so intense, but it was just such a reflective time and so many revelations and so many understandings that I had, and also great peace. You know, I've been able to fire myself up and get aggressive and stare into the face of the stuff we deal with. I mean, what we talk about is real, folks. The New World Order is real. They really are killing people knowingly with vaccines. They really are setting up a world government to carry out eugenics and world population reduction. All the horrible things we've seen in the last century were only beta test. And it's all on record. You know, even if you don't believe me, you have to believe the facts of what the establishment states. And I kind of get fired up and get aggressive and, oh, we're ready. And at a primitive level, that's been very successful. And I'll still get fired up here on air. But I tend to work hard all the time because I know the time is short and the enemy's moving on us, but also because it keeps my mind off anxieties dealing with this, how precious and good my children are, and the threats they've received, not just my wife and I. And I think about really how sorry I am for the people that work for the system who have turned themselves into what they are, that they can do the type of things they do. In fact, last week I told you guys to find the congressional defense budget hearings about child kidnapping rings, and you found it. Remember that? It was like Donald Rumsfeld, Dyncorp Halliburton child kidnapping rings. You actually found the clip, and I never played it. I'm going to play that later in the hour. Jaron, you remember, you found it. I saw it on screen. Do you have that? Yeah, we'll get it back and play it next hour when we have when we're simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv. And stuff like that really shakes me to the core. Because, you know, you might feel sorry for a mad dog that has rabies foaming at the mouth coming down your street. But at the same time, you got to go out in the street with your rifle and put it down. I mean, these really are pitiful people. They compete with each other over who's the most ruthless, who's the most cunning, who sees humanity as hamburger, as food, as food on the table. Now, their lives matter and their children matter, but the rest of us, we're animals, here to be culled, here to be fed on. Here to have our lives be used up like so many resources. And the globalists talk about that. You know, they say we're just animals and it's survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, that it's okay what Hitler did and what Stalin did and what Mao did and what Pol Pot did. And it's okay all these horrible things governments have done, because might makes right. If you're in power, that means you're, in a social Darwinistic sense, the best. And so it's your right to do that. But I use the analogy of cancer. Is it cancer's right to run through the body and cause death because it replicates faster, it doesn't follow the regular program? No, it is a aberrant malfunction. It is fallen. It doesn't produce strong, vibrant, dynamic, uplifting, beautiful societies. Freedom and liberty does. Darkness begets death and destruction. And the establishment knows there is good and evil. They talk about how they're beyond good and evil, but they know they are of the cloth that we would call evil, they would call strong, dominant. And so they kill 1,300,000 Iraqis. They kill 500,000 kids here in the U.S. with abortion. What is it if the cop tasers you to death or cop shoots you in the back? What is it if they euthanize old people? Where does it end there? Where does it stop? It doesn't. If it's for the earth, go ahead and kill the majority of us. But it is, they aren't killing, they aren't setting up world government to cull the population because they care about the environment. The elites are actually busy playing God, remaking the environment. They're killing and wiping people out because they're control freaks and it's their nature and they enjoy it. And they are challenged by good people. They are challenged by people that have love and light. They are challenged by people that truly want to build a better society and go to the stars because that threatens their monopoly of power. So they want a new dark age with sequestered, coveted, protected high-tech zones hoarded under their control, and they're fighting with each other over it. They bring death, and they love death. Remember growing up reading Bible passages, you know, lovers of death. In fact, well, one of you, in fact, I'll just do it. I can search engine it. They were lovers of death, and that'll give me the verse. They were lovers of death. They were lovers of death. Let me see if I can find a quote. It doesn't come up. A bunch of other things do. Let me try a Bible verse. Bible verse. They were lovers of death. I don't know why it doesn't come up for me. I mean, I found another passage. But regardless, they love it. It's the ultimate expression of a control freak to try to control the future. Control your reproductive system. Control the wealth. Control the carbon cycle of the planet. A private group of bankers are going to control the carbon cycle of the planet. Let's continue with calls. I'm going to get into the First Amendment attack, a bunch of other news, and Paul Watson's got big breaking news coming up. Who's up next here? John in Texas. You're on the air, John.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, John.
Hey, you know, the way things are going in Pakistan, where the Taliban supposedly is taking over slowly, it almost seems like they're getting set a nuke off in this country and then blame it on the Taliban, and then they can launch an all-out war across the Middle East and create a police state totally in our country right here overnight.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been saying for the last 6 months that I see Pakistan being where they want to start a new war, that I see Georgia as a place to start another one, which they almost did last week, and that I would see a biological event, whether a hoax or a real event, and I predicted that March 5th in detail a few months ago, and it could be in concert with a nuke going off. They've got a vicious set of cards in their hand, and any one of the cards is devastating to liberty and centralizes power and control for them, but I see them playing a 5 or 6 big cards they've got. They could play the entire fist full of cards. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the swine flu deal was obviously a bio attack. I don't know why it seemed like it petered out when it got here. I don't know what their motive was for it, if they meant it to be just a mediocre flu virus, or if it was just something like a dud firecracker when it got here, you know. I was going to ask you about that. What do you think why they launched this?
It was a tracker test to test how the engineered virus spread, clearly engineered, even top bio virologists in Russia and the UK and Canada are on major papers saying that. People can search engine if they want. You know, search virus made in the lab, click news, it should come up. But let me answer that briefly when we come back. And then we'll continue with more calls. John, I really appreciate your call. Kathy in Canada, Ray, Rod, Sean, Randy, others. Your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. The websites, some of the most attacked on the internet, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Let's talk to Ray. Oh, I said I'd answer that last caller's question. Then I'll go to Ray in Colorado, Rod, and others. Look, it's clearly a engineered virus. We've gone over all the reasons why. It's clearly meant to track the spread of the virus. We've talked to virologists, and after we reported this, I make the point that we're not making this stuff up. It later comes out in the media. They're saying it could be the perfect virus, the way it's designed, to combine with new DNA, RNA, to be technical, strands that would then infect humans more readily and be even more deadly. And it's its spread rate that was so frightening to people. And now the World Health Organization is saying 2 billion people have been infected with it. So a lot of fear-mongering there. And, hey, you know, if the news comes out, even when they're crying wolf and says, ABC News, missiles have been fired from Russia, we'll let you know in the next 5 minutes what's happened, as they did in 2000, we're going to cover it and say, well, probably just fear-mongering PSYOP, but it's our responsibility to tell you these globalists are mass killers, and so we're going to discuss it. And it's the same thing when they come out and say this could kill tens of millions, greatest threat humanity's faced in 90 years, forced inoculation, martial law may be needed. We went on air and said probably a hoax, probably a beta test, but they could do it for real, folks. Just like when Air Force One flew to the middle of Manhattan during all of that, clearly trying to connect somehow 9/11 to bird flu and swine flu in people's minds. It was clearly done to create some type of panic, to try to reinvoke fears. And I said, there's no way the feds didn't know about that. There's no way they didn't know that would cause a panic. And then it came out. They knew it would cause a panic and said it's secret. Don't tell the public. And then they said it was a photo op, but they won't release the photos when they could have photoshopped it. Charlie Sheen called me up to make that point. I hadn't thought of that. He goes, Alex, they could have just photoshopped that. This is some PSYOP. I said, I agree with you, buddy. What a weird world. Just don't want to, give credit to where that point came from. All right, let's go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Ray in Colorado. Ray, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm really doing great, Ray.
I was going to say, I'm not sure it's the verse you want, but it's in 2 Timothy chapter 3. You might want to look that chapter up for all your descriptions of evil men and imposters. But I just wanted to talk about...
Well, read it to us, and then I'll hold you over. But do you have the passage in front of us?
Well, I'll just do... It's kind of a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kind of stuff, but I'll just do real fast. It says, but realize this, in the last days difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, and then go down, evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. And to me, that is the dark spirit that permeates all this worldwide destruction. And
yes, I know those passages, and I think they're the most powerful in the Bible. And there's another one. It was there after their father, you know, the devil, the father of lies. But there's another one that they love death. And they do. They love death. And I'm just in love with life because they're so jealous and envious of anybody's strength. You know, I mean, so many old folks in the past reading history and talking to people would revel in young people and love the youth and love the future. Now a lot of old folks hate the young, hate their energy. The young hate the old and see them as ugly and bad and not having wisdom. And it's just and this idea that children are bad and when they're the greatest gift ever. I mean, and then people are totally unhappy because evil does not fulfill you. It only makes you hunger more and more when goodness literally feeds the soul. And I'm sorry for those that have never experienced it. You know, when they laugh at us, all these unhappy atheists and psychologists and psychiatrists that are all out there talking about how horrible their lives are and their incredible rates of suicide, they're not fulfilled because they don't realize the wonderment of what it is to be alive. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Alex, and I have, I could make lots of points like everyone else, but I had just read today, I was just going to call and talk about the Nazi thing that I've been reading about, and here I hear Paul Watson's going to talk about it later, so I won't belabor that, but I just read that.
No, stay there. We'll talk about who founded Bilderberg Group, and we come back to you after this break, and then I'm going to be good. We're going to hurry through your calls from Ray to Rob to Sean to Randy and Ryan. A lot of R's. R, looking down the list there. All right, this is the one, the only GCN Radio Network, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It's a new kind of tyranny, a new kind of war run by psychiatrists and psychologists and sociologists as they track and trace our every move, our activities, as they gauge our responses, as they drug our water supplies, spray our skies, fill our food full of poisons, as they try to intoxicate the world on entertainment, over-the-counter drugs, prescription drugs, and illegal drugs, like Aztec priests forcing narcotic drinks down the throat of the sacrifice victims so they won't resist. That is what's happening right now. Oh, yeah, they get you drunk as a skunk before they took you up to the chopping block so you wouldn't flail. They did the same thing in the camps in Germany and the camps in Russia with the sodium fluoride in the water. Historical fact. The public would have to face the horror of who's in control, so they deny. And then that allows the evil to continue and grow and win. Because the cowards believe that by denying reality, they're safe. Instead of facing, they really are monsters. We've met them, and it's our own species. An aberrant group within our own species, engaging in predatory activity against the rest of the species. And in the process, losing their own souls. Going back to Ray and then Rod and others. Ray, you were trying to make a point, but I kept interrupting. Go ahead.
That's all right. I was just going to remind you that when G20 was just in London, the Queen gave out Orwell's 1984 to several of the attendants there. And Jim Mars, in his Rise of the Fourth Reich, has clearly shown all the Nazi relationships in Europe and America and other places. And to me, Alex, just to make it easy for people who don't understand all this, just read Orwell's 1984 or Huxley's Brave New World, and that is what they are implementing. And when you go back to the Nazi and Islamic coalition that was in all through World War One and Two, it is still being fomented.
Yeah,
and
the Arab League. That's exactly what happened. Is the right-wing Arab groups funded by the Nazis were then picked up by MI5, MI6, CIA on record. I mean, Kermit Roosevelt wrote a book about it. The CIA section chief published in 1999, shortly before his death. And I've had top CIA people on air, and I bring that up, and they go, yeah, he shouldn't have published that. They're very upset about how they use radical Muslims to stage terror attacks. And they were just talking on national television, what was it, NBC this Sunday, to the president of Pakistan. And he said, Osama bin Laden works for you. He's staging the terror attacks to destabilize our country. The radical Muslims, you know, how dare you blame us for radical Muslims? You know, the West is using them to destabilize Pakistan, which is completely true. I mean, you know, they use the radical Muslims to go after the Serbs. They use the radical Muslims to go after the African nations. They use the radical Muslim. I mean, look at Odinga, Obama's cousin, first cousin. And then we have the mainstream news with the memos when he was a U.S. senator. Obama's office advising Odinga how to have the Muslims riot as the minority to take over and kind of destroy the republic there and the duly elected government in Kenya. I mean, look, radical Muslims work for 10 Downing Street in the White House, period. And, you know, that's the more sophisticated worldview that we put out that isn't this simple U.S. good, Muslims bad, U.S. good. We try to break down the more sophisticated model. And, yes, my mother, you know, went to college for history. I gave her a copy of Rise and Fall of the Third Reich many years ago, and she'd already read it. But I finally gave her a book she hadn't read, and that was The Fourth Reich by Jim Mars that we carry discounted at Infowars.com. And she had literally read hundreds of books on World War II. I mean, she reads one like every week. She's for the last few years been, you know, on that track. She said, no, knowing all the history she knew, it just brought so many pieces together of Jim Mars's amazing book. And then when you look at it, you know, then you've got this crowd that says, oh, the Nazis don't run anything. There's no such thing as Nazis. Well, when you understand that it came from the U.S. and England, and the Nazis implemented a eugenics policy and were basically then set up by the Anglo-American Nazis to fall, they then allowed that system to go underground through the European Union, and that's now been declassified. We already knew that, but now it's mainstream news. Paul Watson's coming up. And that's the system today, is a worldwide eugenics operation. It's not proper to call it Nazi, because the Nazis were like a spinoff. You know, they were like a subsidiary or a minor league of the big leagues, okay, in baseball. So that's what we're talking about here. But anyways, finish your point.
That's the dark spirit behind the whole thing. They use everybody. I mean, nobody is exempt from being used by this dark spirit. And I was just going to say, this is just like our current situation is just like 9/11. This is a thermite meltdown of the world, and it's all pre-planned. And I agree,
absolutely.
Alex. God bless you. Take care and have those vacations.
All right, thank you. Yeah, it was great. Very reflective. Very just good for the soul. Now, there's a lot of things coming to a head, though. I've been really finally. So I'll start exercising for a few weeks and quit. Or I'll stay healthy for a month or so and then quit. And I'm actually now about a month and a half into working out every day and eating healthy every day and getting sleep almost every day. And just praying and trying to be a better person and trying to really get centered. And it just gets better and better, folks. And I'm totally prepared for whatever comes. I just can't imagine people that aren't tapped into the universe, aren't tapped into the wider realm, who are just so with blinders looking at just tiny little area about they want a new truck or how to act cool at the gym or, you know, fighting with their wife or husband, all these petty issues, or all these women that feel inadequate and think they're ugly, no matter how gorgeous they are. Madison Avenue totally programmed them. And I just see people under the mind control, you know, their mannerisms, their body language, the way they talk, the insecurity. Who's got time for insecurity when we're all going to die? None of us are going to make it out of this. We are living, sentient, creative beings who have not even begun to discover our true potential and our true destiny. And I can see that destiny. I can, you know, primitive as I am and small as I am compared to what the species is going to become, I can grasp it from afar, you know, the promised land. And I can tell you it is beautiful and wondrous beyond your imaginings. And then to throw myself against this wicked, stinking machine, you know, that smells like a giant pile of dead bodies. I mean, we've got to defend the innocent. We've got to defend the species. We've got to defend the DNA. You notice the first thing the New World Order does is go after the DNA. I mean, it is a fact that eugenicists founded Cold Springs Harbor, where now IBM with the U.S. government runs the Human Genome Project, and all of their major directors, you can just look at the directorship of the Human Genome Project, and then you can search their names under Planned Parenthood, under eugenics, under the optimum population groups, and they are all hardcore. Blacks aren't humans. We got to kill 80% of people. The future doesn't need a big population. And you search Google and you research all the big Fortune 100 and you research Chase Manhattan and you research Goldman Sachs and you research IBM and Microsoft, and it's all eugenics. You look at Frank Paulson, gives almost all the hundreds of millions of dollars he makes, literally almost everything, lives frugally. I mean, he isn't into money or power. He isn't worldly in the sense you'd think. You know, that's kind of their servants are into baubles and trinkets and stuff. At the top, they are just as committed as we are, folks. And he just gives everything he's got to eugenics funds and sterilization funds and vaccine funds and land grabbing funds. And he just, and they just work dedicated 18 hours a day, dedicated to bring you evil, dedicated to bankrupt the middle class. Because, and they say, because we're consuming too much, we've got it too well. I mean, I probably heard NPR 200 times because it's all the, you know, my wife always listens to it, you know, when she's cooking dinner at like 5:30. And this morning she had it on. I get up about 7:30 and I hear her in the room next to me cooking breakfast and it's on. And I hear him talking about world population and greenhouse taxes and all this crap. And it just never ends. And I know what it is. And I know how they have that sweet, calm, soothing NPR voice. And I know that they have college courses and they admit that they go to them to speak calmly. It's just like when you come up to a horse and you've got it in the domestication pen, you've been feeding it and you've been coming up kind of getting ready to put a bridle on it the last few weeks and you're shh, 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 everything's okay, horsey. There you go. Let me give you some feed out of my hand. Shh, shh, shh. Trust me. Trust me. They put the bridle on it. And they don't just want to ride this horse. They want to take it over to a truck that's waiting. There you go. Trust me, horsey. I'm going to lead you up off this ramp into the truck. And then they slam the door and they say, you're going to the Elmer's Glue Factory. We're going to render you down into steaks to be shipped to France. And we're going to take your hooves and your cartilage and we're going to make Elmer's Glue out of it at a rendering plant. Oh, shh, it's okay. It's all right. And to just see them building it all around us and admitting they're building it. And then you even talk to mid-level minions of the system who know enough of the picture to know it's sinister, and they go, but we've got to. There's too many people. And they kind of get this little demonic little smile. And you go, you know, you say to them, you feel like you're part of the power structure, don't you? You feel like you're going to end up winning. And they're like, that's right. I win. Ha ha. And I'm like, my God, look at you. Look at what you've turned into. Look what you are. And you pity them. But it's just like that coral snake in the backyard by my children's swings a few years ago. Biggest coral snake I've ever seen. It was red on yellow. It was poisonous. And I had that hoe. I went in just to be sure, and I looked up online. Yeah, red on yellow kills a fella. It was curled up. And it didn't mean any harm. It was just a venomous snake. And I killed it deader than a hammer. Even though I thought it was beautiful and interesting, I killed it. But there's nothing beautiful and interesting about these people. They are not engaging in a normal or natural way. They are engaging in predatory activity against their own species when they themselves, if they studied the pyramidal power structure, are in the middle of the pyramid. They are one of the most controlled, dumbed down, assaulted groups out there. The upper areas of the pyramid are most worried about the middle area of the pyramidal power structure, the control system. And they're always seeking to have dirt on you, to dumb you down, to control you, and then in different phases engage in purges. And so you're not helping yourself. It's a pipe dream. It's a spell. It's an illusion that you're on the winning team. You're not. All right, let's go to the calls here. Let's talk to Rod in Indiana. Go ahead, Rod.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I'm glad to see you back, and you need to take care of yourself because you help us. I just like to make a few comments. I live in Indiana. Here they're trying to take my home without any due process of the law. They already have. I can't afford to move anywhere. I don't have that kind of money or luxury.
Well, now when you're homeless, the feds are paying the cities to forcibly thumbprint and face scan you. And then many states are now forcing people to live in camps. They don't let you live on the street. And so it's a very hellish, you know, the New London, Connecticut case said private interest can tell the government they want your land and the government will take it without just compensation. You know, that was what was buried in the news articles with that case 4 years ago, is that they take it without paying you. And you know, my dad owns some land, and he got a notice called the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights in Texas, and it actually told him he had no rights, but they called it a taxpayer of rights. You have the rights to have no rights. And it said, when the government or a private corporation wants your land now, you've got a few weeks to accept the price, and that's it, or you get nothing. So it's either you sign the contract or your brains will be on the contract. An offer you can't refuse. But how are they taking your house?
Well, I bought the home. I paid cash, and I told them they had to fix a few things. They didn't want to fix them, so they sold the contract to an uncle, and he foreclosed without any due process here. I've called attorneys. Attorneys say, what black hole do you live in? Because they haven't heard of anything since 1939 in Alabama like this. Every attorney...
Oh, no, it goes on everywhere. No, listen, that's the thing I found, is in business, period, everything's getting corrupt. And then as other people get cheated and screwed, they then think it's okay to do it to you. But look, you did a deal with a shyster, but you have the contract. And so I would just call the sheriff. I would go into court. I would sue the individual, or they sold it to somebody else. Do they have a title company? What's going on?
Yeah, the title company didn't do. They took my name off everything without even a court hearing, and they sold it to an uncle, and he screwed so many people in this town. But the attorneys say I have a case. I just don't have no money.
Oh, it's a boss hog.
Right. And when they've done this, so illegal, and I've got an attorney saying he can't do anything because it's like a slow-moving car wreck. And they're going to have to physically force me out or kill me because I will not leave my home. I will not.
Well, I would tell you, before you wait for them on their terms, I'm not telling you what to do.
Yes, sir.
Have you thought about going and talking to these people yourself?
I've tried, and there's no talking.
Have you tried physically talking to them?
Yes, I've tried physically talking to them. They will not talk to me. It's a done deal, they say. And, I appreciate
you.
You need to go to
the police. It's a criminal matter. You need to go to the fraud division. And then you may have to go outside the town to the county. But I know what I'd do. All right, I appreciate your call, but I can't tell you that on air.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, The Seven Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The Seven Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At The Seven Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, The Seven Store is your place for preparedness. The Seven Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Okay, we're going to continue with your calls till the 8 after. Then Paul Watson joins us for about 30 minutes. Then I'm going to get into the attack on the First Amendment. Just massive new developments every day. Also, you know about the Department of Homeland Security documents coming out saying Ron Paul supporters, gun owners, veterans are the number one threat, and the Homeland Security is designed to deal with us. We already knew that over a decade ago. We had their documents, but at least now it's big news. We're going to be breaking that down. We'll start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up at the 8 after. And your calls are coming up in a moment, but I wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show so far possible. One of them is a Cola Blue, And you spell that ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. It's a great atmospheric water generator. In fact, I'm drinking some right now. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. Your own source of clean drinking water. And then it's, again, got 7 filters inside. It is the Ecola Blue. ECOLOBlue.com or 1-800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And one other sponsor I wanted to tell you about was eFoodsDirect.com. They've got so many great products at eFoods Direct. Just the letter E and then foodsdirect.com. The highest quality storable foods. You name it. And in these crazy times, it's great to be prepared. It's great to be self-sufficient. It's great to be able to not be beholden to the man for a month or 6 months, a year, whatever may be needed. I would suggest folks give eFoods Direct a visit today or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Oh, and in closing with the plugs, we finally got in the new T-shirt, the yellow Don't Tread on Me shirt on the front. On the back, it has a great Thomas Jefferson quote about the Tree of Liberty has to be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time. That is on the back, and I think that's the best shirt we've got. Maybe the Come and Take It's a close second. But you be the judge. Check out the new T-shirts at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Let's talk to Sean in California, then Randy, Ryan, and Robert. Go ahead. You're on the air, Sean.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Just making a comment on something that Glenn Beck was saying about a sliding scale in this country, moving from what he calls anarchy with our founding fathers to big government control of what we're doing today. And I just wanted to make a comment that, of course, that's not really accurate, right? We were a republic, or we are a republic, and we simply need to move our country back to the republic and states' rights. It's not about anarchy, and the Patriot movement, of course, is being demonized by the DHS, Lexicon Report, and whatnot. But we're really not anarchists. We're, you know, not even founding father revolutionaries. What we
well, it's
are.
It's funny. I'm going to hold you over. Stay there. I'm going to hold you over with a 7-second break. But I didn't watch hardly any TV in the 4 days I took off. But driving home yesterday for 4 hours from the Texas coast to Austin, my wife just turned on XM, and it was on the Fox News, and they were re-airing Glenn Beck. And it was this radio show. It was our false left-right paradigm. He said false left-right paradigm, and then he said there is a true scale from liberty on one end and tyranny on the other. And I know who invented that modern scale to explain things. It was Red Beckman. So literally, Glenn Beck is watching everything we do.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new silver solution liquid form was shown to be a powerful preventative for H5N1 influenza. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and virus. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are back live. You know, I don't like attacking other talk show hosts. But when Rush Limbaugh still says to this day he supports the mandatory sentencing laws for cocaine and heroin that can put a first-time offender in jail for 5 to 10 years. But then he's using a prescription drug whose molecule is more addictive than heroin and mimics it. And that's okay. He doesn't get in trouble. Doctors shopping and everything else. It's, look, I don't like sounding like all the other petty people that just attack each other. But Limbaugh is a huge icon. It has to be done from time to time. But I feel sorry for Limbaugh. And I heard him on the air 20 years ago. He was a different person. He was a lot better pro Second Amendment. You could tell he was for real. And then I've seen him just 5 years. He was okay. And then he really turned into pro New World Order as soon as he got really big. He sold out. And I don't like talking about Glenn Beck, but when he gets up there and says, I'm a patriot leader, you can trust me, I'm going to tell you the truth, I think the camps are real, and builds it up for a month, I said, folks, he's going to come out and say they aren't real, and I called what he would specifically do. Because all I do is study this. I know who Glenn Beck is. I've watched him from afar. I've listened to him off and on. And he's really bad news, folks. Very bad news. And he is a psyop from the beginning. There's no doubt. And, you know, if I just wanted to be successful here on radio, I wouldn't attack him. Because when you attack big people, it tends to alienate those that listen to that person. So if I was just here to get a big audience, I would not do that. But I'm not here just to have a big audience or to make money. I'm here to tell the truth and tell it like it is. And yeah, it's very interesting. I actually wrote a note as I was driving down the highway. That's out in my little notebook out there, things I wanted to cover later in the week. I was listening to Red Beckman. The earliest person I know of was Red Beckman, who explained the sliding scale of liberty versus tyranny. Now, others have taken that scale and said anarchy on one end with a republic in the middle and the tyranny on one end. You got the tyranny on the left or right, doesn't matter which end you're sticking on. Left, right doesn't count. You got tyranny on one end, and you've got anarchy on the other, and in the middle you have a republic. And there's other scales where you can say, in a left-right paradigm, there is fascist tyranny on the right, and there is socialist tyranny on the left, and each one is black uniforms, death camps, secret police, total, you know, control. And then in the middle of that spectrum is liberty, the furthest away from each of those systems you can get to. But the point is, then the second place I ever saw it was G.O. Griffin, a film he made in the 60s about the political paradigms. And Glenn Beck's definitely seen it, and he's definitely watching everything we do. But going back to, was it Sean in California I was talking to? Sean, go ahead and finish up. So you were you saw the thing I heard.
Yeah, it was that, and I was at a planning meeting for a tea party, and I was also talking to some of the ladies there, and they were commenting about it. So it's definitely getting out. But the one big thing that we have to remember here, as we're, you know, getting ready for our Tea Party movements or whatever else we're doing to get ready, is the Constitution was made to restrict government, not to grant rights that we already had. And, you know, don't let Glenn Beck to cloud the issue or anyone else for that matter.
Well, that was the other thing. He was just constantly adding disinfo into his dissertation on it. And he's meant to take over our movement and try to guide it into the ground. Anything else?
No, that's it, Alex. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We'll be right back with Big News with Paul Watson. More of your calls.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 11th day of May 2009. We've got 1 hour, 52 minutes left with us. Paul Watson joins us. When Paul leaves us, I'm going to detail state governments, local governments, the feds moving against the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. I always try to explain that to the controlled left, that you take somebody's Second Amendment, you're going to lose your First Amendment. And I always try to explain that to the controlled right, you take somebody's First Amendment, they're going to take your Second, and they're going to take your property rights under the 10th and the 9th. They're going to violate those, and that's now happening. House bill aims to strip right-wing extremists of Second Amendment rights. And boy, is this an accurate article by Kurt Nemo. Hard to believe, but it's really happening. Also saying hurting somebody's feelings to be a felony. And I got a bunch of other economic news and some torture news as well that we're going to be going over here. But right now, I wanted to go to Paul Watson. In fact, it's one of the top stories up on PrisonPlanet.com. Maybe we'll punch that up for folks. And it deals with the founding of the European Union by Nazis. Now, this is no secret. We actually cover this in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. but the founding members of Bilderberg are also the founding members of the World Wildlife Fund to teach the public, as the Club of Rome admitted in the 1960s, and then again in republished documents in the early 90s, one written by Richard N. Haas, that humans are the enemy and that the world government must be convened and set up to carry out the controlled extermination of the majority of the population. Now, I'm not the one saying this. They're the ones saying it. And the Nazis killed tens of millions of people. That war killed 20 million Germans, at least 20 million Russians, a million Americans and Brits. And you have to remember, the King of England, Edward VIII, had to advocate the throne because it came out he was a Nazi, photos of him with Hitler, supporting Hitler. When the war started, he had to run out of Spain, and basically was told to get out of town and go to the British Virgin Islands, and he basically left for the war, a disgrace, and was no longer the king because he was a big Nazi. And this was all a setup. Hitler was told, you're going to attack the communists, you're going to take over France. They had a deal with the Vichy French, this is on record, where the British military would evacuate out to Dunkirk. Hitler would just act like he was attacking them. This has now been declassified, and have Hermann Goering have the Luftwaffe bomb out to sea far away from the ships. And the film reels got released, and they said, Hitler's not attacking. And the documents have come out, and it's even on PBS, that Hitler, quote, didn't want to attack the British. Well, they had a deal. Then suddenly the British announced, we are going to attack you. I mean, talk about conspiracy theories. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact that the Maginot Line and all of that didn't fail in World War II. And Hitler's Blitzkrieg, was not the great success. I mean, the Polish held out just defending one city for many days. And they had horse-drawn carriages and people fighting tanks with swords. The French had a modern military. The Vichy French dominated the entire military and most of the French government. And they wanted a coup of France. That's why Hitler took over in a week, came and did a tour of Paris, and then left. And then they moved the capital down to the city of Vichy. Hence it gets the name, the Vichy French government. They were the collaborators. It was all staged. It was meant to be a European Union takeover by Hitler, and he would take over Europe, and then he would unify Europe as the new Germania to attack the Russians and the Bolsheviks and then exterminate most of them. They were going to do blood tests and other genotypes, and they had other quack systems of measuring the skull and nose and things. Of all the Slavs, and those that were Aryan enough would live, the rest would be killed. Hitler wouldn't bomb, once he got betrayed, quote, by the British, he wouldn't bomb London. And he gave speeches saying this is the most pure Aryans there are because they weren't overrun as much as Germany was, by the Mongols and some of those invasions that went on even into Western Europe. And so I don't want to bomb and kill any of our precious Aryans. And so England flew a raid into Berlin and bombed it just to get Hitler to attack, and then he did. But the whole thing is it was a betrayal, in quotes. This is all on record in mainline history books. They just don't make a big deal out of it on TV, but you get a piece of it here, a piece of it there. And that's why the Deputy Fuhrer, Rudolf Hess, flew in. You know, he'd been a World War I fighter race. He flew in his own plane, parachuted in, with all these magical amulets saying, I have the peace treaty, I have the secret deal. You weren't supposed to attack us. You're supposed to let us take Europe. And then, you know, the King of England was going to rule it all with Hitler being the political leader and Edward VIII being the sovereign leader. And they were going to have the Vatican as the new religious, center reborn. And that was what was in the documents. And we covered that to some extent in Endgame. And then Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, a German prince, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, related to the Queen and Edward VIII closely. He was a Nazi. So then when they decided to switch and have the House of Orange fight against the Nazis, they had him at a photo op with a machine gun shooting at Luftwaffe planes as they came in. He then ran across the channel, joined the RAF, was good buddies with Prince Philip, the eugenicist as well, who says, you know, blacks aren't humans and get rid of them. And then you have the eugenics set up in England and the United States that Hitler quotes in Mein Kampf and quotes in all these speeches and giving awards to Thomas Watson of IBM and Margaret Sanger and the Colgates and others, and them giving him awards, and, you know, different industrialists in the U.S. giving Hitler, you know, gifts of $2 million in gold bars, and just, oh my, Hitler on the cover of Time magazine. In fact, pull up Hitler on the cover of Time, 1938. I think it's the year. Oh, how great Hitler is and how wonderful he is. And, you know, at the Olympic Games before that, how he was the savior of the world and going to save the environment and a vegetarian and for the animals and biospheres and eugenics and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, fully funded by the Rockefellers Foundation. That's all mainline history. And let me tell you, folks, when I cover this is when I get the death threats and the calls, and they turn the Nazis loose on us, claiming we work for Israel and all this other bull. No, I come on air and admit Israel's part and parcel, funded by these people. Israel took billions of dollars to irradiate 110,000 Jewish children, most of them to death, the ringworm children, mainstream. You know, and at the top, it's the top Zionists took money from Jews trying to get out and did deals where Jews couldn't run to New York or London, where they had to go to Palestine and they had to pay the Zionist groups $1 million to get out of Germany. Show people Hitler right here. I'm telling you, at the top, it's all controlled by these people. There he is, Time magazine. Here, scroll down and read the caption. It says, Hitler. I can't read that. I know you can pull up the actual article. And in fact, just pull up. I mean, there's gardening magazines, Time Life, Time magazine. Oh, Hitler, he's so great. My grandfather remembers listening in Dallas, Texas in the 30s to Hitler speeches, and they were translating him and how great he was. He remembers listening to WBAP, and he's dead now. I'd love to have him on air. And he remembers hearing the Hitler speeches and how great Hitler was. Yeah, there it is, Man of the Year. Adolf Hitler, 1938. It talks about how great he is. God, print that for me. Maybe I'll read some of that. You know, this is what I'm telling you. All right, I'm going to go to Paul Watson, then we're going to get to your calls and all the attacks on free speech that are happening. But I'm telling you, I don't care if they're Chinese, I don't care if they're Jewish, if they're German, if they're British, if they're Venezuelan, Nicaraguan, Japanese. The Japanese were huge into eugenics. They loved Hitler, the Japanese leadership. They elites all believe in breeding and that they're the master group. And I'm telling you, they're not Catholics. They're not Protestants. They're not Jews. They're not any of us at the top. They are eugenicists, ladies and gentlemen. My dad had a famous botanist who was a Jewish professor at UT, who was the head of the group when my dad was in high school, already at UT and this advanced placement thing, who they then, of the 125 smartest, pulled aside six, and it was Professor Speer running it, and he was Jewish, explaining to them about the master race and all of this, but that Hitler just went too far, and that they're really master strains in most groups, and that they've got to cull the people, basically. I mean, it's everything everywhere. This is what the elites believe, ladies and gentlemen. And so if we don't face the full magnitude of what's happening, it's only going to get worse. So I go to Paul Watson now with these big new developments that are up on PrisonPlanet.com. And last week he broke, when the news came out, which we already knew, but now it's mainstream news. People can't deny it, with more detail, how Bilderberg brags now in all these papers they secretly set up the EU, just like we sued and got their documents. They're running the North American Union. Paul Watson, big news.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back.
Good to have you here.
Yeah. First of all, most of what you just talked about regarding the Second World War, Hitler and the Nazis, is all laid out in William Shirer's book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, which was written in the early 60s. Which is considered the seminal book on the Third Reich. And all of this stuff's in there, and yet people treat it with suspicion when we talk about it all these years later. So I'll
stay there, Paul. Let's break down the new info. And folks, I'm telling you, they're setting up world government to kill most of you listening right now. Okay, well, most of us are dead if we don't beat these people. It's us or them. They run everything. We better turn that around. Stay with us.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Is your life just going to be filled with ball games, partying, and mindless stuff that doesn't matter in the end? Or do you want to discover the mysteries of the universe? You want to know what it is to truly be human and stand up for goodness and honor and decency and for the innocence You know, the enemy teaches you there is no right and wrong. They teach you there are no heroes. But in your gut, you know that's a fraud. Many of you are not fulfilling your destiny to be heroes, but you are heroes. Somebody who puts aside their own petty personal gain to do what's right. And in the end, gains the world. Those that are willing to lay down their lives gain their lives. Those that try to keep their lives and save their lives lose them. Because when you've got a bunch of people who are cowardly, huddling and shaking, the tyranny, the wolves come. But when you're ready to fight and stand up and you know what's going on, tyranny evaporates like phantoms at dawn. I'm trying to remember the Thomas Jefferson quote about, if you just educate the whole of the public about liberty, then tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson. All right, Paul, I'll shut up here. Go over the article that you've written. It's all over mainstream news, what we've already reported for years, but here it is, mainstream news. Top Nazis planned EU-style Fourth Reich. Then they founded Bilderberg, and now they admit they set up the European Union and the NAU, all of it.
Okay, well, what we already knew before these latest documents came out was this. As everybody knows, the first couple of years of the Second World War, the Nazis blitzed through Europe. They were on top. But from the early 1940s onwards, the worm had turned and they knew that military defeat was all but certain. And so they started to devise ways of how they could preserve their power by means of consent over conquest. And it was during this period that top Nazis, such as Nazi economics minister Walter Funk, wrote about the necessity to create, quote, a central European Union and, quote, a European economic area. That's what Funk called for in his book, The European Community. As well as him, his co-authors, Nazi academic Heinrich Hunke, wrote in the same book, quote, classic national economy is dead. Community of fate, which is the European economy, fate and extent of European cooperation depends on a new unity economic plan. Also, fellow Nazi Gustav Koenig wrote, quote, we have a real European community task before us. I am convinced that this community effort will last beyond the end of the war. And that's
why they always say that the European Union, the engine of it's Germany, because the German taxpayers pay for it all. It's because you've got Krupp Industries and all of these guys who are right up there on par with the Rothschilds and others in the power structure. They literally suck all the money out of the German people to buy off the rest of Europe for themselves. It's just an economic domination.
Right. And then in following the release of this book, Minister of Propaganda Joseph Goebbels ordered the creation of, quote, large-scale economic unification of Europe, believing that, quote, in 50 years' time, people would no longer think in terms of countries. This was in 1940, and in 1993, just 53 years later, the European Union in its current form was born.
And so, Paul, that's why they're an irresistible force until you consciously realize what they're doing, because they move like a glacier. I mean, it's just that irresistible force of, I'm going to twist you. I'm going to take my time butchering you real good. And the general public's thinking on a day to day, and the global masterminds, they're thinking on 50-year models. Go ahead.
Right. It's a long-term agenda. Other top Nazis who also called for the creation of pan-European federal economic superstate were Ribbentrop, Quisling, and Seyss-Inquart, who he spoke for, quote, the new Europe of solidarity and cooperation among all its people will find rapidly increasing prosperity once national economic boundaries are removed. And that could have been taken straight out of a CFR meeting or a trilateral commission meeting or whatever. So you've got all these top Nazis in the early 40s saying we need a pan-European economic empire and we need to do it by consent rather than conquest. And then we'll get onto the new documents, which only solidify that this was taking place after the break.
Yeah, it's no doubt. The entire European Union to be the center of the new world government, as Gordon Brown has said, is to carry out Nazi policies of mass death.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Serene Cases, Asiax-T, Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
It's hard to believe that reality is what it is, but that doesn't change the facts. We are in a scientific dictatorship, and they are now moving to shut down free speech and resisting them verbally and physically. While they built the overall structure and bankrupted the societies to make us independent, to make those of us that were independent dependent on them, they now move into the final phase of the hot war, or the physical tyranny, and that is now upon us. Your calls are coming up. Okay, Paul wants to continue with these articles you've got. We're Bilderberg Group's now in the news bragging, okay, we set it all up. Yeah, we really do run things. And, yeah, by the way, we're eugenicists, and this is what we want to carry out against the world population.
Right. I'll get to the Bilderberg connection in a second.
Yeah, continue with the Nazis. So they're saying by 41, 42, and yeah. This was always the rumor. Well, no, people had read history books that had the documents. When they would tell people, then folks would say, I heard, and then it became a rumor, that, oh, there was a secret Nazi plan to go underground, the crypto-eugenicists. Go ahead.
Yeah, so by 41, 42, they were saying it was necessary to roll their failing military agenda into a pan-European economic agenda. And the new revelations are that an author who was writing a book called Adam Labore was collecting material for a fictional book based around the premise that Nazis who were seeking to preserve their power and their money at the end of the Second World War conspired to create a Fourth Reich using the infiltration of creating a European Union, which we've just talked about. And in researching and collecting material for this book, because obviously all such books are based loosely on historical fact, he actually discovered documents which directly proved the plot to be true. And this document is called U.S. Military Intelligence Report EWPA-128, and it's also known as the Red House Report. And in that document, it talks about how top Nazis met in Strasbourg, France, in 1944, knowing that they were about to lose the war, obviously. And they conspired to create a Fourth Reich based on a pan-European economic empire and a European common market. And what the plan consisted of was top Nazi SS officers like Dr. Schied ordered wealthy Nazi industrialists and bankers to set up front companies abroad and pose as reformed Democrats so that they could achieve economic penetration throughout Europe and ultimately lay the foundations for the reemergence of the Nazis. Now, this consisted primarily of people like Alfred Krupp of Krupp Industries and Friedrich Flick, according to these documents, as well as front companies that are still in operation today.
And now, elevators, coffee machines, car manufacturers, when you really know who the Nazis are, it's like everything you're looking at on store shelves that isn't Chinese.
Right. BMW, Siemens, Volkswagen, there's many others. And they were tasked with infiltrating the European business market and creating this foundation for the Nazi ideology to persist even after they were defeated militarily. And we've got a quote in the article from historian Michael Pinto-Duchinski, who said, quote, "For many leading industrial figures close to the Nazi regime, Europe became a cover for pursuing German national interests after the defeat of Hitler. The continuity of the economy of Germany and the economies of post-war Europe is striking. Some of the leading figures in the Nazi economy became leading builders of the European Union," end quote. Now, the key man in all this is somebody called Hermann Abs, surname ABS. Now, he was known as Hitler's top banker. And in fact, David Rockefeller, let me get the direct quote, called Abs the greatest banker of the 20th century. Now, Abs was on the board of Deutsche Bank when the Nazis rose to prominence in the 1930s, and he also held no less than 40 directorships in Nazi companies during that same period. He was also on the board of IG Farben, who, of course, made the Zyklon B gas, held the patent to it, which was used to kill the concentration camp victims. He was also put in charge of allocating martial aid reconstruction funds, so he basically managed Germany's economic recovery after the war. Now, where it gets even more interesting is the fact that Abs was a founding member of the European League for Economic Cooperation, which was set up in 1946. Now, just by coincidence, the other people who helped him set this up and this European League for Economic Cooperation still exists today. It was one of the primary drivers behind the eventual creation of the European Economic Market in 1957. It still exists today, and it has an advisory status at the Council of Europe and on the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe. So this was a key organization in setting the foundation for the creation of the European Union. It was set up by Abs, a top Nazi, Hitler's top banker, and I might add a Bilderberg member when the Bilderberg organization came into existence in just before 1954. Also, people who helped AB set up this European League for Economic Cooperation were, among others, Edmund Giscard d'Estaing, top Bilderberg member, Paul van Zeeland, top Bilderberg member, and Joseph Rettinger, also top Bilderberg member. So you've got, obviously, Bilderberg came into existence in the early 50s. So you've got people, industrialists, including top Nazis, forming this European League for Economic Cooperation in 1946.
And then you have Bilderberg bragging in public documents, the BBC and others, to the EU Observer a few weeks ago, Vice Count Etienne Davignon, who we personally videotaped last year in D.C., and then again before that in Canada, in Ottawa at the Brook Street. They brag that they covertly set this up, and they're proud of themselves, and you've got Prince Bernhard, the SS member, who is the founder with the others you just mentioned, setting all of this up. I mean, there is, it's totally there, and then all they push is eugenics and bankrupting the middle class, and then people say, well, they're Nazis, and they want whites to breed. No, then they fund these programs to have the West not have children as the West dies, and they have all these Bilderberg Group members and Club of Rome people come out and say that they want to cut the population of Australia, England in half, Canada in half, U.S. in half. And when you read their eugenicist documents for all the, you know, white supremacists out there are thinking, ooh, we like the New World Order then. No, you don't. Yeah, you, because what you have to understand is they say that they tell the public about positive and negative eugenicists who they see as the master race needs to interbreed and make smarter, faster, better, longer lived, more stable people. And then negative eugenics, sterilize or kill or get rid of or starve the, you know, the subhumans in their twisted view. But what, but they say that's for the public. What we want is to actually get rid of our competition, that are the whites and Jews and a few other groups, including, quote, some of the higher Orientals, as they call them, that they want world government to knock out their competition. Now, again, I'm not even saying I believe in all this. I'm stating what they believe. How evil is that to want to kill their own race because they believe it's a master race that threatens them? I mean, these are some sick, sick puppies, man. These are some sick, 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 sick people, Paul.
Right, and knowing the origins of their ideology, it's no surprise, because as you mentioned, okay, we've got top Nazis and future Bilderbergers creating the this European Economic Group in 1946. By the early 50s, when they start to meet and plan all this through the Bilderberg Group, they start talking about, quote, pressing need to bring the German people together with the other peoples of Europe into a common market. And these documents came out of the 1955 Bilderberg meeting, documents which have now been released by the WikiLeaks website, which we reported on last week. So in 55, they're talking about creating a European common market, but not by the creation of a new authority. They said it's got to be done via a treaty, otherwise we're not going to get it done. So lo and behold, 2 years later, 1957, the first incarnation of the European Union, the European Economic Community, is passed via the Rome Treaty. Also, in the 55 Bilderberg documents, it talks about, quote, it might be better to proceed through the development of common market by treaty. I've talked about that. It also talks about the need to create a single European currency. And this is in 1955. The single European currency was only proposed in 1992. That's when it was first proposed.
And by the way, I'll make this point I make routinely, Paul, because this is so important. We'll go back to what you were just saying. Remember in 2007, in all the capital cities of Europe, they had giant parades for 50 years of the euro, and people, yeah, nobody showed up. And it was empty streets, and they said, for all the fireworks displays and parades, they said, but we thought this thing just started in 2000. How is it 50 years of the euro? And that's because, right, of the Treaty of Rome in 1957, you had the European Union, just like with the treaty they had in Waco in 2005 in March. and they said the treaty was secret, but people sued and got it. We are now in the North American Union, and down the road they'll announce, you know, 20 years of the North American Union. People go, but I thought this started last year, and they'll be, it didn't, slave. So please continue, Paul.
Yeah, they actually had another EU ceremony in Paris last year when I was in Paris, and they had EU flags on top of the Eiffel Tower and the Arc de Triomphe. Nobody seemed very interested in it, but it was just a statement, you know, we own this, this is ours, and that's what they do with the EU flags everywhere now. But going back to what I was talking about, yeah, they proposed the euro in 1955, and that's 40 years before it was actually first proposed and introduced. And so you've got a straight line between the Nazis, the creation of these groups which laid the foundations for the EU, then the Bilderberg group, which is when they formalized the policies to create the EU and the euro, and then the creation of the EEC in 1957, and then obviously in the decades since, the EEC got bigger and bigger and eventually became the European Union in 1993. And in the 21st century, now we have the European Union basically laying everything out on the table and not even hiding behind this rationalization that it's just a trading partnership. And they've proposed now with the Lisbon Treaty basically to take away any remaining sovereignty whatsoever held by nation states and create a truly federal European superstate. And the origins of it, as have now been proven vehemently, can be found with Nazis and Nazi ideology.
And other Bilderberg Group documents have leaked, and we can publicly see the policies of the European Union. They claim if you're not for open borders, you're a racist. So they always use the attack of what they themselves really are. And so that's what's so cold-blooded about this. Take the Royal Commission on Population, 1949. It states if we industrialize the Third World, they'll stop having as many children, but that won't give us as much power. So we'll keep policies in the Third World through the IMF and World Bank to bankrupt them. They'll have more children. It'll actually chew up the rainforest and the indigenous animals. But that's okay, because later we'll come in with other sterilization programs and just call off the mass. So we'll use a population bomb as a weapon, and then we'll come in and use a eugenics operation against those people. I mean, this is a scorched earth policy of we'll screw everything up, we'll destroy half the planet if we need to get this system in control, we'll GMO all the crops if that's what it takes to take over the Third World populations and destroy their crops. I mean, it's just such a diabolical design that they run. And then we see the Club of Rome and the CFR and these European Union groups. Openly, it's always about eugenics and getting rid of the middle class and bankrupting the population and doing all these horrible things. It is just so cold-blooded, Paul Watson, to then understand that this isn't even Nazi. To say Nazi, you know, makes a nice headline in the British newspapers. Exactly. But more than that, it's a scientific dictatorship of eugenics. And the Nazis were only one manifestation of what the Milner Group developed to tear up Europe. So then again, the Anglo-American establishment could come in as the savior. So the Anglo-American establishment can't come into the Middle East unless they fund radical Muslims to tear up stuff so they have an excuse. They can't come into Europe and take over France and the Netherlands and all these other countries unless they can come in and put a Hitler in to do it. You know, they are just masters at engineering these systems and then using the Nazis on the continent and all those funds and treasure they amassed, telling the rich doctors and scientists and the crumps and the elites, join with us now. Here's the real eugenics plan. Go underground into a corporate state, which is what Lord Milner wanted in the teens 30 years before, and we'll let you in on the real system. And then they did, and now Germany's the main engine of the European Union. I mean, these guys are sophisticated, Paul.
Indeed they are. What we need to remember is that, you know, most individuals, most MEPs in the European Union Parliament are not Nazis, but the origins of their organisation is, and the very nature of the European Union in that it seeks to remove power from national governments who are accountable to their citizens, to their electorate, and centralise it into the hands of an elite that are electable to nobody but themselves, is by its very own nature totalitarian.
Well, look,
so even if you don't believe that it had Nazi origins, which are now proven, it's totalitarian by its very nature.
Well, exactly, Paul, go ahead, Paul.
You've got the Lisbon Treaty coming up again in autumn. Now, they can't ratify it without every member state giving the go-ahead, and the only one that's opposed it is Ireland, because that's the only one, apart from a few others, that allowed it to go to referendum, and because Ireland voted no, they're just going to make them vote on it again. They won't for an answer.
Stay there. We'll do a final segment with you, and then I promise get through the calls that have been holding. Then I'm going to cover the attacks on free speech and news blitz for the rest of the show. Got a whole other hour coming up. Key, saving the most important stuff for last, coming up. But I've got some comments on what Paul's covering as well that are very important when we get back. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
If you study Adolf Hitler, you'll learn that he believed that everybody should become vegetarians by law. I'm not attacking vegetarians, folks. I'm just stating facts here. That there should be laws against hunting. He was against hunting. He was basically more akin to a PETA supporter than anything else. and he believed in culling humans. And he believed in keeping small groups of blacks alive in certain areas of Africa, kind of as a zoo, you know, would keep alive elephants or something. As a laboratory example, he believed that they would let the Japanese dominate and cull the Asian populations. They were going to take over all of Russia and Central Asia and exterminate everyone who didn't pass muster. Same thing with most of the Latin American nations. And this is what they believed in. Now, when you see things like carbon taxes proposed in the 60s, this comes right out of Club of Rome, right out of Bilderberg Group. Prince Philip and Prince Bernhard, both Nazis on record. In fact, Prince Philip, we forget about the consort, the Duke of Edinburgh, you know, to the Queen of England. He was a Nazi. His sisters all married Nazis. They're all Nazis. They're all Nazis. And you can say what you want about who runs the world and you know, what the system is. The facts are the facts. And they are carrying out eugenics. And Endgame, I think, gives you the best picture to understand that overall. But in closing, Paul Watson, you know, they're going forward with their world government plan. And I just hope that the white supremacists understand out there that this eugenics model out there is for them as well. The elites are going after whoever they think actually has genetics that they don't control that, quote, threatens them. They want to kill the, quote, subhumans and the, you know, quote, middle class, you know, that they see of genetics that might challenge them. And I hope people realize that. I mean, no matter who you are, 99% of us are in deep trouble under this system. So we better all come together against the New World Order. And then whatever policy the New World Order's got, we should be against that policy. Paul Watson.
Right. I also find it interesting to know from what you were just talking about that Valerie Giscard d'Estaing, the top Bilderberg member who founded the precursor for the EU with top Nazis, married his cousin. So they all like to keep it in the family, don't they? They're really into that. But what I would say about the European Union is that from its ideology in the 40s, from its Nazi ideology to its empowerment in the decade later, now the agenda's so advanced that the manifestations of its power cannot be hidden anymore, which is why people like Giscard d'Estaing said regarding the Lisbon Treaty, quote, public opinion will be led to adopt, without knowing it, the proposals we dare not present to them directly. Imagine that. So he's saying that basically if we knew what it was really about, we'd never go for it. So it's, you know, but now it's coming out, the free speech issue with the EU. I mean, the Nazis just killed people who spoke out against them, but the EU's found a more successful method, which is just kill their free speech instead. There's actually a European Court of Justice case which establishes the pretext that it's an illegal act to criticize the EU. And in fact, the EU has banned...
You know, that's too important. Stay there. Let's come back to 5 more minutes, and I promise I'm going to get to one final round of calls from Randy, Ryan, Robert, Randy. Man, I tell you, it's all our callers today. And then I'm going to get into all this other free speech attacks. And I'll try to go to the beach. It was Big Brother like you've never seen. I'll show you those photos.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you.
You know, eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wow, we are already into the final hour. I make my return to the airwaves this 11th day of May 2009. Big news blitz coming up. Finishing up with Paul Watson. Paul Watson, you were getting into, the European Union's been firing ministers and members of the British government get fired if they criticize the EU. And now I've seen mainstream news articles where people are arrested because they use the word homosexual. That's a hate crime now because it hurts people's feelings. If something hurts someone's feelings, even if it's scientific term, you know, like you said the word bluebird, that hurts my feelings. You're under arrest. They're now proposed a bill. It's getting a lot of co-sponsors here in the United States doing the same thing. That's coming up. But you were talking about the European Union. This is all happening. And now in London, I was reading that every day people are getting stopped and questioned. It's happened to me. It's happened to your brother. She's announcing your home secretary that there's basically no free speech in England. I mean, this is getting crazy. I mean, they're really doing this.
Well, The controversy regarding Michael Savage, what was not mentioned in that whole controversy was the fact that he was banned from entering Britain based on an EU law that frames it that, you know, political opinions that could be deemed offensive are illegal, because it was under the same laws that a Dutch politician who called the Koran fascist, I believe, He was barred from entering Britain as well, and that's all done under EU laws.
Yeah, I forgot that, Paul. You got to get a blurb up. That's huge news. Nobody has pointed that out but you.
So, from what I was saying before, the manifestations of the EU's power are now so advanced that they're obviously totalitarian. I mean, you've got I posted pictures on prisonplanet.com where the international EU police, because the EU's now got its own international political police force, is firing tear gas at Serbians who are protesting infringements against their sovereignty on behalf of the UN-created globalist client state, Kosovo.
And it also came out in mainstream news just today. It's up on prisonplanet.com that they are doing all sorts of other restrictions on free speech all over Europe right now, and the police got caught, as we said, it was clear from watching the video, posing as protesters, attacking other people for news cameras, and then showing IDs and slipping back into police lines.
Yeah, which happens at every major global summit now. With the free speech, the EU's also attempted to basically ban the internet. They called it a dangerous and unregulated blogosphere. And I make all these points, and I try to make it relevant to people in America, because this is exactly what they're planning with the North American Union. It's going to be set up along the exact, it is being set up along the exact same lines. And you're going to see, instead of European International Police, North American Union International Police.
They're already issuing a North American Union ID card with TV ads for the new ID card, Paul. And they're saying they've got to restrict free speech off Mexican laws and through treaties, the Second Amendment, to unify the laws. And they've introduced the treaty that, in the words of CNN, they even admit will end the Second Amendment. That's what I mean, Paul. It's all happening right now. It's actually happening.
It's happening, and it's a very short leap from international EU police to North American Union international police. It's just a matter of wearing a different badge. And they're in Serbia right now, subduing Serbians who are angry about their sovereignty being taken. So, you know, that's what they're planning for America when they try to amalgamate the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And the agreements have already been signed whereby they can use troops in each of those countries. I mean,
and make no mistake, the big foundations have been caught admitting they plan race war in the Southwest. They plan to get us all killing each other. We do not want that, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Watson, unbelievable hour-long report. Thank you for spending time with us today. We'll keep watching PrisonPlanet.com for all the great work you and your brother, Steve Watson, are doing from the U.K.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Thank you. From Airstrip 1, there goes Paul Watson, where the secret police are on the streets and questioning him and his brother and others. I tell you, the time is very, very late. All right, your phone call straight ahead and a ton of news, as I promised.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acolablue at ecolablue.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'll spend about 2 or 3 minutes showing you some vacation photos. Last year, I tried to go down to where we go when I was a kid, to Bolivar, down by Galveston, and they searched us every time we took the ferry over. And this time I thought, well, I'll just go down to Port Aransas and then go over to the National Seashore and drive through there. And, I mean, literally, it was like Big Brother on steroids. We'll just wait till you see the photos. So that is coming up for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We'll obviously be narrating and talking about and describing the photos for radio listeners out there. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv, we are being censored all over YouTube. David put up a little backup channel, and they suspended that and shut that down. and just said, no copyright infringement, you just can't have a site. So there's some other channels other people run, and it looks like they're shutting those down. It looks like Alex Jones is not allowed on YouTube. Banned here in the United States. The establishment's figured out that we're having a big effect on them, and so now I'm taboo. I am the big, nasty, evil creature that people can't be allowed to hear, because I'll actually read government documents about how eugenicist Nazis actually run the world government and are poisoning you and your family. So that is coming up. You know, I'm getting that weird cell phone interference. You know when you have a cell phone by electrical equipment? How it will, I see somebody's charging a cell phone on top of the board out there. Maybe that little devil is on doing that. You know, cell phones got to be good for your brains. Forget all the thousands of studies admitting it's causing brain tumors. Little microwave units. It's got to be good if you put it in your electrical equipment and it messes it up. You know, come on. It's good for you. Okay, I said I'd take your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231. I just want to encourage the listeners to get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You not only get all 20-plus of my films and films like Jason Burnham's Fabled Enemies, you also get live access to this show for at least 2 hours a day, and then Jason Burmis, 9 to midnight, simulcast the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we show video clips, documents, exclusive videos, you know, here. You have my book, Paul Watson's book online, his ebooks at PrisonPlanet.tv. 5+ years up and running, and it just gets better and better. So PrisonPlanet.tv, I want to thank all the members out there who've done that as well. They make this show possible. Randy in Montana. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, we don't get your show here until like 4 in the afternoon, so I may be way off topic here. But last night, CBS News 60 Minutes ran what I consider to be the most blatant psyop that I've ever seen with UAVs and how they single out individual vehicles and individual pedestrians and just annihilate them.
So they showed the drones.
You never hear them or see them.
So they show the drones that are face scanning us and tracking slaves, and you know.
Yes, they did. And a lot of people would look at this as just the superior Western technology against the Eastern barbarians that we may be fighting. But I took it as a direct, you know, it's a direct threat. Like, I live in a rural portion of Montana. I shoot in my backyard all the time, and they showed them identifying people from the heat signatures of their weapons, and just, you know. 1 second they're standing there, and the next second it's like the whole landscape around them erupts into like a small nuclear explosion or something.
Well, there is no topic today. We're covering news, covering a host of issues. Tell us what station you listen to us on in Montana, Randy.
Well, it comes on in 2 time zones here because we're so close to the border, but I get it on KPAX, Channel 8, out of Missoula, Montana. And then again, you can watch it 2 hours later on KREM out of Spokane, Washington.
You mean see it or listen to it?
See it. Those are television stations.
Oh, the television stations are carrying the radio show or the feed from...
No, it's CBS 60 Minutes.
No, I was asking how you're listening to the show, sir.
Oh, I'm not right now. It comes to me by KGEZ, but it's not on until 4 p.m.
Yeah, that's, what's the call number of that? What's the frequency number of KGEZ?
It's 600 a.m.
Yeah, don't they call it like Z600 or something?
Z600, that's it.
Yeah, I just wanted to plug that station because, and I appreciate your call, sir, great points. I don't plug our affiliates enough. And there are so many great affiliates who I'm so thankful for. So I wanted to thank that station, 600. Yeah, not which one 60 Minutes is on. Yeah, what they do is they always introduce a weapon system that it's being used on the foreigners. Oh, we tap Al-Qaeda's phones, and then a year later, and we tap all of yours, too. So watch what you say, slave. Or they'll be, hey, you know, we have Predator drones for foreigners, and now for you. Or we got surveillance blimps over Iraq, and now they're here. Or, yeah, we face scan and thumbprint all the slaves in Fallujah to track and trace who they are. Now we do it to you Americans. Because we're the globalists. We've conquered you, too. And it's the same story over and over and over and over again. You know, they claim they're doing it for people like, oh, we're using surveillance satellites for the Russians and the North Koreans. And now, oh, local police departments with Homeland Security grants, they dial into the live surveillance feeds of the NSA satellites. And they're and NASA's launching more satellites, and the NSA is to watch the American people. And by the way, we're going to use those satellites to tax you by the mile. How does that sound? Let's go take another call here. Let's talk to Ryan in Mass. Ryan, you're on the air. Ryan just hung up. Robert in California, go ahead.
Good day, Harry Jones. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Okay. I don't know about the lovers of death, but I do know in Isaiah 28:15-17, it does talk about them making a covenant with death, and that hell their agreement.
Read the passage.
Okay, it says, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell we are at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hid ourselves. And it says, thus far say the Lord, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, that he that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and hell shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and water shall overflow the hiding place. And hell, in spiritual terms, is a hard word, which is truth.
All right, interesting. I'm trying to find the exact passage where it says that they were lovers of death. No, they loved death.
Well, I've been trying in my search engines. But I do have a question, though. I do have a question. What do you know about the Council of National Policy?
We had, what's his name? What's that professor? I've had him on like 20 times over the years, but you bring it up and so I forget his name. What is his name? Oh, man, he wrote The Politics of Heroin. It'll pop in my head in a second. We've covered it. It's like a neocon kind of thing to co-op the conservative movement set up by some of the folks, the Hunt brothers. And you just popped to mayor. Who? No, that's not. It's a professor I have on. And I'm having one of those moments where I can't remember names, and it happens to me sometimes. But I've gotten a lot of emails about that. So last time I had that professor on, I asked him about it because people said that he's saying it's the most powerful group, and a lot of people get obsessed with left wing, right wing, Catholic, Protestant, on and on and on. The globalists have tried to infiltrate and take over every major group. That's why you just have to move forward with liberty and freedom and a culture of liberty and freedom. But you can tell us about it. What do you know about it?
Well, I just know that it's another one of those roundtable groups, I believe. Membership only by other members that bring you in. And they do have a lot of ties throughout the world. I've been doing a little bit. I've only been a little research because I've been working on the book Tragedy and Hope. And so all the things that you and Harry Watson were talking about, pretty much they wanted to do back then, except that they wanted Hitler not to go to war. They just wanted to do it by stealth and negotiation.
Yeah, and so that's why they went ahead and took the Nazis in and put them into their stealth mode. Listen, I appreciate your call. It is driving me crazy. What is the name? He'd write Politics of Heroin. That's another author. What did he write? He's a 9/11 truther. Oh, man, I can't stand it when I can't remember somebody's basic name. It'd be like if I couldn't remember Jim Mars's name. He's written about it. I don't know. Anyways, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Randy in PA. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you're looking for Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36.
That's right.
Those that hate me love death.
Those that hate me love death. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Also want to bring to your attention, I got a strange late night, Sunday night phone call message from my daughter's high school. And, of course, I'm here in the great old home of the Army War College. Now, there was a threat of violence to the school. So the school system, I guess, decided they'll leave every school student's parents a message.
Yeah, what that is.
We got this. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, just stating that there's this message, that there's this violence, this threat of violence, and that they want to make us aware, and then they're on top of it, and it's still okay to go to school.
Yeah, that is a localized mind control system. I remember in 1989, the federal government proposed by law that all radios and TVs have an emergency transponder in them that would have an emergency shortwave channel, FM and AM, even on TVs, where they would take over your radios and TVs and cable with government announcements. Now they're just getting ready to do that. I'll briefly talk about it when we get back. Stay there. We'll take a few more calls then. Huge news blitz, some video clips and some other things that are coming up. Like you guys have that clip where Clinton called, he's called the Prince of Peace. He's Jesus now. Did that upset the atheist? I mean, you know, any talk about Jesus upsets him, unless it's Bill Clinton.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits' hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
I'm with you.
All right, Randy in Pennsylvania. It's all public. Most of it's not even classified. The feds can take over every radio, TV station, you name it. Now, the technology czar, the internet czar, quit and said the NSA and Defense Department's taking over the entire web. They could have shut it down before. Now they're taking over the local hubs, admitting they're getting ready to end the web as we know it. And so, yes, the schools, as all part of this heightened fear, have shooting drills, takeover drills. The public schools are basically little mini prison camps. If you study the Soviet re-education camp, they're more and more becoming very similar to those. Death education, you know, zero tolerance, no dodgeball allowed, then no tag allowed, then no running allowed, then no shaking hands or high-fiving allowed. Literal prisons, you know, more prisoner control than even, you know, a medium prison. They can shake hands or high-five or have contact, you know, in their 1 hour a day at a medium-grade prison. And so this is where, you know, if you're domesticating an animal, it's easier to get the puppy or the colt or the calf or the piglet and get it used to humans that way. That's the best way to do it, not to have to break an already free person. I'll never forget Handgun Control Incorporated bragging in the Austin American Statesman, an article I was in when I caught him engaged in some behavior. And they said, look, we've got your children. We're going to ban your guns. We've got the schools. And they laughed about it. See, they're going to wait. It's funny. We've given them our children. We've given them control. And they're just like, look, we're taking over. Time is on our side. It's like, time is on our side. Or is on my side. What's the Rolling Stones song? In fact, John, pull that up for folks. Maybe we'll pull it up on YouTube and come in with time is on our side. Well, if we start thinking that way, time is on our side. You see, and just get involved and realize we have power and can affect change. But yeah, they just do that to make any incident, you know, oh, we're here protecting, we're locking things down to introduce the idea of mass shootings and violence. And oh, I mean, every couple of weeks I see them arrest somebody for writing about violence in their English class. And it'll be, at first it was, he wrote about the school and said it was a story about hostage, you know, people taking over, you know, repeating some 24 episode. And then it was, he wrote a story, another one about it, zombies at a fictitious school, but we're still arresting him, charging him as a terrorist. I mean, actually saying, it was fiction, but he's arrested. And we commend his grandparents for turning him in. And the senior's like, God, I'm going to prison, huh? And the police are like, we don't care if it's, you know, a fiction story. You're going to prison, boy! So, I mean, you know, there's no free speech for young people. There's no, it's just the tyranny is so intense. Anything else there, Randy?
Well, I was talking to my children, told them this is just a test, and they're kind of preparing everyone and for everyone to become acclimated. But on a different subject, to basically, you know, when I tell people this, and I've been passing out your copies of your movies and information for almost a decade now. And so the bottom line is I notice even though people are waking up, there's a huge amount of people that when you say there are things wrong, you know, something stinks in paradise, they agree. But then as soon as you start saying what it is that stinks, no, that's not, I can't go there. I don't want to believe that. You know, they become disconnected.
Yeah, they think they choose it like, oh, I don't want a blue ball hat. I want a red baseball cap. They think it's, I always hear that. I choose not to believe that. Oh, I choose not to believe that. I mean, what type of delusional Fruit Loop just says, I choose not to believe I'm on a 50-story skyscraper. I'm going to jump off. Ah! Oh, I choose. I'm choosing. Ah! You know, I mean, it's just, I mean, they're delusional idiots, man. There's a world government with eugenicists coming down on us, and I don't know what we're in there. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I've passed out tons of your materials over the years and will continue to do so. And I see some light at the end of the tunnel, but we're still in the tunnel. And so I wanted to make you aware of that and also about the Proverbs, which is absolutely true. They hate Christ or the Lord, and they love death.
They do. They love death. I mean, I'm telling you, I've met a globalist who doesn't lick their lips and get excited about death. I mean, just I mean, it's so much fun to them. They're just, folks, either you get sucked into goodness or you get sucked into evil.
choice.
And you're going to serve one of them. And I mean, I appreciate your call, sir. Look, I know we got a lot of other callers from Randy in Texas, Corey in Denver, Mike in Wyoming, and then that's going to be, I'm going to take those three calls, but I got to cover the news as promised first when we get back, and I will do that in great detail on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. Oh, and somebody called, yeah, it's Peter Dale Scott's, the professor that's talked about how the establishment controlled the right-wing movement as well through the Hunt brothers and the Council on National Policy. Definitely New World Order all the way, absolutely. But there's some people that obsess and say it's the key to everything. It's minor.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Now you always say that you want to be free, but you come right back. I said you were baby. You come right back. There's so many times before.
Listen to that. You always say you want to be free. In fact, pull up the next one. Pull up Under My Thumb. Let's play a little bit of that. That's how the New Order sees us. And they have all these little tricks, left wing, right wing, this group, that group. They always want us fighting amongst groups, even in the Patriot movement. It's this group, it's that group. No, it's all the groups, folks. They control the big, dominant movements. What they hate is people that say, come together against the New World Order, nationalism, decentralization, lower taxes, less globalism. Anybody that's trying to make it about left wing or right wing is trying to put you back in the paradigm. That's all the system ever does, is try to get fights going on. But I've got a couple video clips that are part of the news. I forgot to talk to you guys during the break. I was busy talking to Mike about some other issues. John sent you the clips I sent him. There's one where Bill Clinton, they're saying he's the Prince of Peace. Then there is another clip where, in my headphones, tell me what clips you got, because I got to get to these now. Bill Clinton that's saying he's Jesus. Well, what else you got? Oh, yeah, Obama gets ahead of prompter. That was something I sent him a week ago, never got to. And I mean, yeah, this guy can't even talk without a prompter. And then what's the other one? The other clip. Yeah, Osama's a CIA operator and being used to destabilize Pakistan, which is actually true. Here's the Pakistani president going, why are you saying I'm with the Muslim extremists? They work for you, pal, which is on record. They do. I mean, let me tell you, the magic widget that fixes all the New World Order's problems, it's called Al-Qaeda. You know, like those ads on TV. This new widget fixes any lock. It fits any screw. It even saws. And for only $19.95 more, you get this one too. An incredible deal. Absolutely amazing. You gotta have it, folks. It's the new amazing Al-Qaeda Osama bin Laden. It's got a big beard, a big turban, guaranteed to scare your population into submission. And then meanwhile, you can use him to attack other countries. And when the country defends itself, you go in and attack them. How's that sound? The wonderful, magical. It works in Serbia. It works in Iraq. It works in Iran. It works in Afghanistan. It works in Pakistan. It works in Africa. It works in the United States. It works in England. It takes the rights away of everybody in the world. The amazing Al-Qaeda tool. It looks simple. It looks like a normal Sharpie pen. But this super-duper, absolutely amazing creature can do anything you want because it's theater. It can draw a big guy with a turban and evil, scary eyes with an AK-47, and it will scare everybody into submission. It's the new great Osama bin Laden doll. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's very good, Osama bin Laden. See the turban? See the eyes, the nose, the Kalashnikov? I did draw that in about 3 seconds, so it's not that good. But it's real. Give up your rights or it'll get you. It's like attacking. You won't hand over your family property and your firearms. Oh, he'll get you. He'll get you. He's real. He's deadly. In fact, let's just go with a straight up monster. If you don't take your vaccines, if you don't do that, then the flu bug will get you. The flu bug will get you if you don't give up all of your rights. Do it right now. And then, of course, there's literally hundreds of new children's video games. Hundreds of new children's video games where there's the carbon blobs. And they look like this. In fact, Google video game carbon blob. I want to show folks. Oh, they're going to kill you. You've got your little environmental. You've got your little environmental laser beam, and you go out and destroy the carbon blobs. And in the games, there's even parents that don't believe in it. They're part of the enemy, too. If you don't give the bankers all your tax money, it'll get you. World government, the carbon blob, the carbon blob. You guys liking this, huh? Again, you have the bird flu blob, the swine flu blob, the carbon blob. And if that doesn't scare you, Al-Qaeda! Deadly! These originals will be on eBay later in the show today. Yeah, I've got to have some fun here, ladies and gentlemen, because it's out of control. Now, that is why we've got to be banned from YouTube or being banned everywhere. I don't want to even make a big deal out of it this time, because it almost makes them, I think, hunt us down that much more. That YouTube, I've got their email here. In fact, Aaron, bring that in. It's like, we're just going to start deleting the accounts that have Alex Jones on them, period. Let me get to this, since I'm screwing around right now, then I'll get into the attacks on free speech here in a moment. Let me get into this right now. Actually, click on Flickr. I look so stylish there. That's me doing an imitation of a minion of the New World Order. And very well done, if I don't say so myself. Look at that, guys. That is handsome. Just put it up on screen, please. That is a servant of the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that's me doing an imitation of him. Okay. I got to have some fun with this because what is it about this new camera stuff? I can't ever seem to get in the middle of the shot. Drive me crazy. House bill aims to strip right-wing extremists of Second Amendment. I mean, this is even worse than everything else. And assault weapons ban, black powder ban, reloading ban treaties, and bills that if you criticize somebody and they say it hurts their feelings, federal felonies. I mean, this is just federal speech felonies now in America. I mean, it's really happening. These people are really the criminals of the government. But did Aaron bring you in the photos for my trip? Okay, so imagine. I take off a few days to go camping, and then the last few days we go to the beach. So we're on a road trip. And I'm driving to the National Seashore down by Port Aransas, Texas, Corpus Christi, or two of the nearest towns. And I go there Saturday. And I'm pulling up, and I pull up, and I notice there's a camera right in my face at the entrance to the seashore. Well, I guess he put it on Flickr, so they're little bitty cruddy photos. Oh, man. Can't we just upload them to just on our own server to a page so we have them big? Oh, whatever. Go ahead and put it up on screen, though. Now this is only one nest of them. So you drive up to the National Seashore, which is just a, national park. And this is what happens after you leave the guard shack. They take your $10 per vehicle to be there for the day, and you drive past them, and then right there are all these cameras to catch every conceivable license plate that is license plate scanning software. All the big federal cameras, they admit, run through and run your license plate. So you're having your background check run. You can Google Florida town runs every plate that comes through it. I've been talking about this for more than 5, 6, 7 years when it finally came out 4 or 5 years ago that Indiana and Texas and all these small towns, not just states, had federally paid for software where every car that drives to the town, the plates are run. Guilty until proven innocent. And now police cars have got it in Houston and Dallas and everywhere else. And that's what those are. So you're having your background run. They don't tell you this is being done. They're running to see if the car is stolen. That's how they introduce it to the slaves. And so this is driving up to it. This is driving up to it. Oh, no, that's actually leaving because I didn't get photos at first when I drove through. But right when you're there, they're just in your face. You're paying, and there's a big camera right here, and it's got infrared in case it was nighttime. It wasn't, but it's got infrared arrays on it. And they're asking, hey, what are you here for? Well, I'm here to. And then ask you a few more questions because everybody's a secret agent. You know, they all watch Jack Bauer at night and they're all fighting Al Qaeda together. And you can't go to Bolivar now because literally there were Muslims with headdresses and I'm not saying they're terrorists. The point is they were all, must be a lot of Muslims that live in Galveston now. They were all going over to Bolivar. I'd go back across to Galveston to eat at night, had my children. They'd pull me over with my kids, tear the car apart, search everything. And I'd sit there and go, why does this happen every time I drive across? Every time. Happened like 6 times. And they would just say, well, we're not allowed to let you know the profiling. And I said, well, I see what the profiling is. You're searching black people and white people and anybody that looks like they're obviously from the United States. But I go, all these illegal aliens, why don't you search them? I mean, I'd point at obvious illegal aliens with cowboy hats and work boots on and workmen. You could, 99% chance they were illegal. And we're told what to search. And it's me. It's the milk cow. I'm seen as the big fat blubber whale to be sucked off of, the cowardly, stupid, dumb American. There's nothing I won't take. And the illegal aliens and the Arabs and everybody else, who even in their false paradigm, of terrorists are under every rock. Oh, my God, there's probably one under my desk. There is one right there. They have to be left alone. It's dumb milk cows. You're a Hispanic family driving a nice car, clearly American. You're out of the car, pulled out. I was searched 6 times. I'd sit there for 30 minutes while this went on. So I was watching it. Old couples on canes with RVs. I even got some video of this, but we never aired it. No, we did air a few clips of it. I forgot about that on YouTube. In fact, YouTube Alex Jones, if they haven't erased it, probably have, because it's not my footage. I'm not allowed to shoot it myself and put it up. Anything I do is banned. Just me at the ferry. Actually, there is video of that. I forgot. This is last year's family trip. And I can't get away from them. Everywhere I go, there's just feds and control freaks, and the citizens are idiots and running around tattling, wanting to be slaves. And all the times I've been at the beach, my children were about 15 feet out, right where the first wave was coming in. You know, Texas beach, you know, is shallow going out 100 yards. They're like 15, 20 feet out. And old control freaks would come over and say, your kid shouldn't be swimming. There's a riptide. There was no riptide. You know, control freaks this, control freaks that. Because they all get henpecked all day and asked questions by government. So they're going to do it to you. Alex Jones search. No, try Alex Jones Ferry. Galveston Ferry. Yeah, there it is. Homeland Security, 17,000 views. They'll probably ban it and say it's not my footage, and we'll say it is our footage, and YouTube will go to hell, it's not. You're banned! It's our country! We're taking your guns! And we're taking your free speech. Here it is. Look at this. And every time I went over, and I literally, there's hardly anything since the hurricane had hit on Bolivar to eat anymore. So my wife would want to go to Galveston to eat. And I said, look, after a couple days of this, I said, look, just go to the grocery store. We're not going back through that anymore to go to the island. And to be searched and searched and searched and searched. Yeah, just keep that rolling in the background while I talk and cover other news. I want folks to see this. Yep, Galveston. And I won't be going back there, but I guess I can't go to the National Seashore. I mean, it's just parasites everywhere. Look at this. Searching the car. It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. All right. Like I said, put that up on big screen. This is all part of the atmosphere that there are terrorists everywhere and everything's dangerous. And, you know, calling the public schools and there may be a terror threat here at the school with 50 kids in it in the cornfields. Oh, yeah. Al-Qaeda's everywhere. You guys can't punch that up full screen? Yeah, we'll let that roll in the background. Look at him searching the old man's RV. I need to go inside your RV, sir. Make sure there's no Al-Qaeda inside. Just training you to accept to be a slave. What this is a slave training center. We first started out at the airports. We're moving down to the ferries, all federal property, all state lands, and then regular highway checkpoints to be at hardened installations where it's high school. Compulsory service people are going to search your vehicle. Literally, that's being announced. And imagine all the control freak Obaminoids, you know, running around, just violating everyone. Oh, I need to search now the front of your vehicle. Look at this footage. Make sure you're not with Al-Qaeda. Because you want to go across to your beach house or to a hotel and frolic around. Oh, you want to go on the Galveston Beach? We're going to have cops come up and ask you what you're doing. I just can't believe what bondage we're under. And it's getting worse and worse. In fact, here it is. House bill aims to strip right-wing extremist of Second Amendment. Kurt Nemo, very important article. A sinister bill working its way to the House may eventually serve as a companion piece to a Department of Homeland Security right-wing extremist report that labels veterans and advocates of the Second Amendment as dangerous terrorists. H.R. 2159, the Denying Firearms and Explosives to Dangerous Terrorist Act 2009. Remember what the Chief of Staff of the White House said? He said, if you are maybe a terrorist and on a watch list, you don't get your Second Amendment. 1,100,000 people on it growing. We don't like you, see. You're not going to travel. You're not going to leave the country. You're not going to have a gun. The Denying Firearms and Explosives to Dangerous Terrorist Act 2009 sponsored Representative Peter King of New York. Another senator up there, that Republican who was supposedly so pro-gun, now is for total gun bans. She's going to reintroduce the assault weapons ban next week, she said. That's an AP. On April 29th, with little fanfare or corporate media coverage, H.R. 2159 was introduced and referred to the House Judiciary Committee. The bill would increase public safety by permitting the Attorney General to deny the transfer of firearms or the issuance of firearms or explosives licenses to any known or suspected dangerous terrorist. That is the Rahm Emanuel thing. Oh, we say we think you might be. Sorry, can't own a gun. By the way, I need to search your car and your RV. This is how we treat you. All them people with... them people don't speak English with Mexican plates? Come on over. Hell, we're not... not going to search you. Because you don't have schmuck written on you like the American people do. Look, we've shown we like being raped by the government, folks, and they're more than willing to. Oh, got an old lady in a Lincoln Town car. Gonna have to search you. See, these are just the lines where they divert you off to be searched. Every time, just unbelievable. The entire bill can be read on the GovTrack website. A similar bill was introduced in the Senate in 2007, but this one is racing through committee. As noted above, the DHS has compiled a long list of folks the government considers terrorists. The bill, if enacted, would allow the Attorney General, a documented gun grabber, to deny millions of Americans due process. And I would add to this that this is the first group they're going after is veterans. Most veterans I know don't have a criminal record. They're unable to buy firearms now. They're told, sorry, you're on the list. Now, here it is. This is the Bloomington Alternative. It says, state criminalizes shouting about I-69. Standing on a table and shouting at public meetings is a felony in Indiana and amounts to racketeering. If the offender is a member of the organized citizens group, according to arrest warrants issued April 17th in Pike County for two anti-NAFTA highway protesters, they're being charged with felonies, folks. This is happening all over the U.S. And they got a bill introduced where if you hurt somebody's feelings, felony federal charges. And they're not playing games. They're going to send people like this guy on screen out to do the arresting. And if you don't stand down and go to the prison, SWAT teams are coming, baby! And they've been to Fallujah. They know what they're doing, and they love it. Oh, God, it's good to crush America. They just love it. In the documents, Pike County Prosecutor Darren McDonald said a state police officer alleged that district direct actions by members of the Roadblock Earth First group between 2007 and 2008 are felonies under the Indiana Corrupt Business Influence Act. So, charge him with racketeering. Now, here's another one. Is your blog a weapon? House bill says hurting people's feelings illegal. Felony charges. A lot more coming up. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again.
Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Homeland Security says everywhere you go in the United States, you're going to be searched and controlled. I'm going to jam in. Who are the last two callers in order? That's who I'll have time to get to. All right, we'll go to Randy in Texas and Mike in Wyoming. In just a moment, I want to tell you about two sponsors before we wrap up this transmission with a few final calls. Home Gain. You can check out Max, the little orange gorilla, when you're on Infowars.com. They've got a street view system to help you maximize selling your home. They've also got a great system been around for more than 10 years. We're going to enter in your address and find out what the real sale price of your house is. They have a home sale maximizer on there as well that tells you the best way to improve your home that increases your home's value for the least amount of money. Just wonderful folks. HomeGain.com. Home Gain. HomeGain.com. Check out HomeGain.com today. I also want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, ice storms, global warming, gremlins can chew off your electrical wires. A lot of things can happen. And so instead of sending all your money to Al Gore and carbon taxes, I suggest you take your own power needs out of the control of that control freak and go to MySolarBackup.com. The degenerate control freak, blood-sucking parasites of government, the New World Order, don't own the sun yet, folks. So make your move now. MySolarBackup.com, the great power source, 800 watts of power on demand. The solar panel, the system, the charger, the batteries, all of it. Great little system. Get a bunch of these. Run your whole house. MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Okay, let's go to... You said Corey in Denver's first? Randy? I'm like, boo. Randy in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I feel like I know you. I am a small-time preacher. I have cerebral palsy, and I walk with two metal crutches, and I say that not to whine, but, you know, when God called me to preach, he told me to tell the truth, and I've swore to do it. He showed me your video, Bohemian Grove, a little over 2 years ago, then began to inundate me with your material and say, you've got to speak. And I've been going into churches everywhere I could, and there's such pressure to only be positive, never say anything negative. And I, you know, sometimes it just makes me sick because I believe in being good. I believe in being kind. But
no, that's a cult. I mean, that's a cult cop-out when they say, don't talk about negative, only wear fancy suits and give me all the money.
Yes,
I mean, that is literally a cult when they're going, no, don't worry about abortion. Listen, there's Cadillacs, big fancy business deals are being done at church. Government, we're getting government money at the church. It's of the Lord. You keep doing what you're doing, brother.
You an acronym before I go, and I'll make it quick. But you know, Proverbs 24:11 says, if you know of someone that's about to be drawn to death and you do nothing about it, God will judge you. God's judgment is coming
now,
on
be positive. Don't read that Bible in church. That's negative.
I love my Bible, but let me give you
this
acronym.
Oh, that's satanic. Oh, you're supposed to read Anton LaVey's book saying be positive and only have fun.
That's not the Bible I read.
But that's what they teach in church, I mean.
Yes, sir. Far too often, that's true. And I've lost every friend just about I've had preaching this message, but I won't quit. But let me give you an acronym the Lord dropped in my spirit the other day when Steve Quayle was on with you or just before he came on. It's the word warning. I saw the word warning, W-A-R-N-I-N-G. Maybe you can make a T-shirt out of this or something if you want to. But it said... Warning stands for we are right now in Nazi Germany. W-A-R-N-I-N-G. We are right now in Nazi Germany. God bless you, Alex.
Wow, that is powerful. God bless you. Warning. We are right now in Nazi Germany on steroids. Retransmission totally jam-packed begins right now on the streams at Infowars.com. Spread the word. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow live. Great job with the crew and everybody else. I love you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the raworganicvegansuperfoods.com link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you got to check this out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com. Again, that website is raworganicvegansuperfoods.com.